about it with Rick Bassetti, former big leaguer, obviously played outfield, and you know, all the experience in that clubhouse.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Rick Bassetti, Bill Plummer as well. They know so much about the game, and just it's really a blessing to be able to learn from two guys with that kind of experience and be able to pick their brain on a daily basis.
Now you're going into your junior year, so hey, it's time to come out running, so to speak. You're gonna, without putting too much pressure on yourself, are you setting the bar a little higher this year at Regis University?
Absolutely. This is time to shine. You know, I'm an upperclassman now, and you know, I've really had the experience and, you know, been able to learn these past 2 years and really see where, you know, where my success lies and what I need to do to be a successful player on a daily basis. So, you know, it's time to turn it on, and I'm ready to do that.
Final messages to the fans here in Redding and Shasta County?
I'm extremely thankful. This community has been great. You know, these people come out on a nightly basis cheering as loud as they can for us. So I'm extremely thankful, and you know, for you guys to have opened up your arms, it's been a blessing to be out here, and I'm hoping to come back someday and, you know, really give back to this community.
Well, Andy Baena, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure watching you play, having fun. The smile is ever present. We'll be back with the lineups and more. He's in it. Hint, hint, he is in the lineup. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Mary's Pizza Shack is excited to announce our beautiful new outdoor patio at Mary's downtown location. Come dine al fresco with the family and friends and sip a little wine, enjoy a beer from our tap shack and your favorite dish while relaxing to the sound of the vibrant waterfall. The new patio has room for 40. It's shaded for comfort during the day and draped with sparkling lights for the perfect mood at night. Come dine with us indoors or now outdoors in the new Mary's Pizza Shack patio. Mary's Pizza Shack, 1177 Shasta Street, downtown Redding.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Redding. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, we tried to time it right. We just didn't tonight because a beautiful rendition of the national anthem by Ron Gysek. It is 70s night. It's also Redding Rancheria night here at the ballpark. And it is also Athletes Don't Vape night at the ballpark. So people out here wearing tie-dye, if you're wearing your hip cool stuff, you get in for a discount. And so first pitch actually being thrown out by a representative of the Redding Rancheria tonight, I believe. Oh, no, I was wrong. Yes, Peyton Edwards' mom thrown out the first pitch to her son. Beautiful night tonight. Glad to see that happening. And we already have a terrific crowd. Still plenty of time to get out to the ballpark tonight. Tonight's game is brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. And in Redding, they have finished their renovations. And what a great outside dining area they now have there. And, yes, it is cool. They have misters in the summer, and I believe they can keep it warm in the winter. So it ought to be a beautiful time to go out there. Colt 45s, 500 on the season. And you want to stay as far above that as you can be. They'd love to try to sweep these guys, but they have been tough on them. The Ringtails have made it their goal to be a thorn in the Colt 45 side. They have beaten Redding twice this year in their seven meetings, but the Colt 45s looking to make it two in a row this weekend tonight. Jacob Marquez will be on the hill for the Colt 45s. Jacob making his ninth start of the season. He is 4-5 on the club, leads the team in decisions and wins and losses. His 5.55 ERA, deceptive. He throws strikes. He has hit 11 batters because he commands control of the inside part of the plate. Does not throw extremely hard, but does have a good fastball, curve, changeup, and has walked only 18 in 47 innings while striking out 49 in those innings. And he'll be going to Santa Rosa Junior College in his hometown of Santa Rosa, returning there as a sophomore. And I think based on what we have seen from him this summer, boy, they're going to have a good starter for them heading into the season. They, of course, were in the playoffs last year. Behind him defensively tonight, I'm just going to eyeball the lineup as we go through it. Over at first base, Nick Horsley back at first tonight. Connor McCoy starts at second base. Over at shortstop, Julian Kadama, who I understand is also going to be leaving the club tonight. So Julian Kadama, this will be his last game with the team. He is batting second at his accustomed shortstop position, but he is over at short. At third base tonight, Daniel Duarte. Outfield left to right, both Baena and Buchanan. We'll tell you about those new guys in a minute. And behind the plate, Tanner Tweet, calling the first pitch of the game from Jacob Marquez, and the little right-hander over for strike one. Our umpires tonight, Ron Gunn behind the plate. Tom Hutler is on the bases here at Tiger Field in downtown Reading, established back in 1923, this ballpark. The 0-1 pitch from Marquez, nice big curveball over for a strike, 0-2. Dimensions at the ballpark, 320 down the left field line, 310 down the right. They still bear the metal grating of Girlinger steel down both lines. The center field marker, 406, as he chases a changeup. 1-2-3. It looks like Jacob threw all three of his pitches there to their leadoff batter, Lane Thacker, tonight. Thacker goes down on strikes. He's out of Lassen. That'll bring up Chase Rossman, who will be attending Folsom Community College. He's at first base for the Ringtails tonight. And the outfield finishing up 406 in center, 358 in left center, and 370 in right center. The left-handed batting Chase Rossman ready for the first pitch from Marquez. Just a missed a little bit outside. 0-1. Of course, we've seen these guys enough to get to know them. We have a couple of new members of this squad. If you didn't listen last night, Ryan Bolf, who will be attending Feather River College. He is one of the guys I mentioned starting tonight in the outfield. This one popped towards left field and fielded out there in left for the Colt 45s. As mentioned, almost on cue out there was Bolf. Casey Buchanan out in right field from Butte College. Alex Merchant not with the team tonight, but he was last night and had a nice set. RBI single when he came into the game and played some shortstop. So those guys added late as, unfortunately, Brendan Roop had to leave the ball club and head back home, so they had planned to try to add some guys to the team heading down the stretch here. The Tweet brothers also not likely to be here tomorrow. They were heading to Southern California for a baseball outing, and so we only got them for a couple of days. But Tanner is here behind the plate. Right-handed batter now is Wilson Kessel. That one fouled off over on the side. I'm just chatting away, forgetting. Oh, yeah, we got a baseball game going on here. That's all right, though. You're used to it. Having some fun. I'm really enjoying this crowd tonight. Looks like we're going to have a good one. Right-handed hitting Wilson Kessel is catching tonight for them. Now, Wilson played at Simpson University. Also, Foothill High School, I believe. And is now an assistant coach. Right-handed batter, stocky hitter. 1-2 pitch inside. Boy, didn't miss by much. The rest of their lineup, Jordan Taylor hitting cleanup tonight. Chuck Maffey in right field hits fifth. David Miller, who was with them in the earlier meetings, as this one's fouled off out of play. He'll be DHing tonight, batting sixth. John Downey, the left fielder, is hitting seventh. Diego Castaneda at Holy Names University in Shasta High is at second base, batting eighth. And Gabe Rojas playing shortstop tonight. From Simpson, Lonnie Johnson, Feather River College, will be pitching. Here's the pitch, swung on, goes the other way down the right field line. It's going to be a fair ball in the corner, rounding first. He's going to chug towards second. Throw coming in from right field from Buchanan, and a little bit late. So it's a two-out double off of Jacob Marquez for Wilson Kessel. So Thacker struck out to start things off. Then Rossman is the one who flew to left field. And now the cleanup hitter is Jordan Taylor, Simpson University product. He's got that goatee, as I mentioned yesterday. He's been tough on the Colt 45s this summer. But last night he wasn't. We mentioned that this is the eighth game played between these two clubs. 0-1 pitch. Pretty good lead out there for the big guy Kessel at second. Way out in front of a changeup. Jordan Taylor. Standing back in. Taylor hitting has a couple of bombs against Colt 45s this year. Left-handed batter. Has power to the opposite field. We've seen that. Now Marquez. Jacob is a guy who does not let anybody control the pace of the game. And it is his zone. And when he's in it, he's just a cool customer. Swung on, golf down the right field line, hooking foul. And that one had some, I'm not kidding, that had backspin on it. I think it might have rolled back to first base if it hit the, if it would have hit the green. So everybody back at it. Marquez, little right-hander working from the stretch. Jacob, 5'10", 160-plus pounds. Right-hander has the sign. Fastball up. Couldn't get him to chase it. 1-2. On deck with two outs, Chuck Matthey. And now he has a sign. Taking his time. Strides and delivers. Called strike three. That, my friends, is a Jacob Marquez specialty. Well, here in the first, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Go to the bottom of the first. Colt 45 getting ready to come to bat here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, the Colt 45's tonight taking on the Reading Ringtails, the next-to-last game of the season here at Tiger Field. This broadcast brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Man, I love that pizza. All righty. Well, we are going to the bottom of the first. It was very warm in the low 90s. Now, as it'll be continue to cool off, the sun is setting. We still have a little bit of sun out on the field. The right fielder, center fielder, second baseman still staring into the sun as it sets over behind the grandstands here on the third base side. Colt 45's lineup, batting order, facing right-hander Lonnie Johnson from Feather River College, looks like this. Andy Bayena in center field, leading off. And we enjoyed speaking with Andy again in the pregame show tonight, as he'll be leaving the club after tonight's game. Julian Kodama at shortstop, also planning to head home, I understand. He's hitting second. Peyton Edwards, the DH tonight. Tanner Tweet, catching, batting cleanup. Daniel Duarte in the five spot at third base. over at, in left field as you're getting through. Ryan Bolf, who just joined the club, as we mentioned, is out in left field. Casey with a K, Buchanan, K-A-S-E-Y, Buchanan out in right field. He hits in the seventh spot. Nick Horsley's at first base tonight, batting eighth. Connor McCoy at second base tonight, hitting ninth. And Marquez on the hill. We'll take a look at the Ringtails defensively in just a moment as Andy Bayena steps in facing Johnson. First pitch misses for a ball. Andy had a bunt single last night, scored a couple of runs, and knocked in a run. On the season, he's hitting .288 with six doubles, a homer, 25 runs batted in, 37 runs scored. He can catch Brendan Roop tonight for the team lead, and maybe, well, that looks like that would also give him the season lead because no one else is anywhere near able to catch him. So if he can score one run tonight, he'll equal Brendan Roop for runs scored, tops on the team this summer. He's also too shy of the team lead for walks as he fouls this one off, 2-2 the count. Been hit by 15 pitches. Nobody's going to touch that statistic this season, this summer. He's also stolen 19 bases, leads the club in that category. That's all. Andy Bayena. Right-handed batter has a 2-2 pitch coming now from Johnson. Breaking ball, swung on, popped him up in the infield. Second baseman wandering over, and the Sunfield makes the catch for out number one. So Bayena goes down. And that brings up Julian Kadama back at the shortstop position tonight. Julian played there about a third of the games. He and Brendan Roop ultimately switched. Brendan going to a more natural short, Kadama to a more natural third. But Julian has the arm and smarts to play there, of course. The sophomore to be at Seattle University fouls off the first pitch he sees. Julian has done, basically he's hit in every game except one for the Colt 45s this summer. He's hitting .355. That's tops on the team among regulars. And from the top, he's knocked in 21 runs as well. Good on-base percentage of .429. He's a left-handed batter. Standing in. Holds the bat high. Higher than most hitters. Basically, his hands are equal with the top of his helmet so that when he waits for the pitch, Johnson's catcher is going to go out and have a little chat with him, Wilson Kessel. You got the coach there, so the coach is going out to talk to Lonnie. Coach Kessel. Still in good shape, obviously, Wilson is. Now, this Johnson, there are two Johnsons on the club. This one, Lonnie Johnson, swung on. Bounce towards second. Second baseman loses his footing, and then by the time he comes up with it, the throw is going to be late. It'll be an error. If he fields it cleanly, it's just a routine out. But Diego Castaneda, he may have had a little sun action there, but it almost looked like he was in the sand. That won't be a hit, but it's a base runner nevertheless. Number three spot, Peyton Edwards has become quite the fan favorite here, and why wouldn't he be? He had another homer last night. He's just played hard to get back in the lineup and get some at-bats after his terrific season at Shasta. First pitch to him is a little low and away. He's hitting just .225, but that's a deceptive number. Three homers, 20 runs batted in 23 games. He scored 18 runs, done an awful lot of things. A good on-base percentage. He's walked a dozen times. And all this while working to rehab a sprained knee in the college season and then re-injuring it during this season. But he's looking good out there. And he's been a clutch hitter, too. He's come up with some big ribbies. 20 runs batted in 23 games. 2-0 pitch coming, hitters count. Peyton has a tape on his hand tonight, on his knuckles, on his right hand. Doesn't wear batting gloves otherwise. Throw over to first base. Kadama has good speed. Julian has stolen 10 bases, but he has been caught twice. That one's up, 3-0. Tanner Tweet waits on deck. Peyton Edwards, will they have the green light? He's a smart hitter. He'll probably just take it, but let's see. Lonnie Johnson, wearing a beard these days. The right-hander delivers. Fastball away, ball four. First walk issued, so with one out, Kadama on an error, and Edwards on a base on balls. Have reached. So your cleanup hitter, Tanner Tweet. I have no idea who just got introduced, but Tanner Tweet. All right, there we go. Oh, I get it. Our public address announcer just introduced the Bat Boy tonight. Always good to give some props to the Bat Boy. But how about Tanner Tweet? There he is, big right-handed batter. Hitting 279, 5 homers, 21 runs batted in 31 games since coming back from that hand surgery he had during his freshman year at Sac City. Power hitter to all fields, fastball low, 1-0. As I mentioned, Lonnie Johnson has pitched against the Colt 45s once this season. He only went a third of an inning, and they wrapped him around a little bit. They got 3 hits and 5 runs off of him in that start. Tomorrow it'll be Rojas, and he shut him out. They're saving their best for last, I guess. 1-0. That's a changeup over for a strike. Now, Tanner, if you didn't hear, missed the games last weekend. He and his brother started an all-tweet outfield. First time the three have played together since back at Red Bluff High School, the section championship. The brothers played with the team on the road as well in Lincoln, but prior commitments not part of it this weekend. And the Colt 45s, as I previously mentioned, have added a few players. Casey Buchanan, Ryan Bolf, Alex Merchant. Merchant not with the club tonight. And, in fact, I did not get an injury update. We'll try to get that for you about Waterman. Easton had to leave last night's game. The heat overtook him a little bit, plus he had been hit in the face on a foul tip. That one bounced up there. The catcher, nice job of blocking it. 3-1 to count. Boy, this is a place where Tanner Tweet can really make you pay. It's also a difficult time for, and actually, wow, we're going to see a very early visit from the skipper of their ball club. Yeah, the coach is heading out. And he's going to have a little chat. Paul Barrington, I spoke with him before the game. Of course, he's been a longtime coach at Simpson University. They have several players from Simpson on the team. Colt 45s have Simpson connections as well with Brett Miller and, of course, current player Chris Brew. All right, so Coach Barrington is squared it away, tried to give him a little confidence. And by the way, his grandson, about a month old now, Brian, I know not with the team, he may be with them tomorrow. Congratulations to them on the new Barrington boy that came into the world, I believe, about a month ago. 3-1 pitch coming now. Let's see if Tweet can make him pay. Fastball swung on, hit sharply through the hole, left side base hit. Rounding third is Kadama. He will score easily. Edwards will hold up as it was into left field, but an RBI single for the cleanup hitter, Tanner Tweet. It's 1-0 Colt 45. And Daniel Duarte, who has been very comfortable in that lineup since returning home to the North State. Duarte, right-handed hitter. Of course, he also spent the summer with the Colt 45s last year. This year, he spent the bulk of the summer in the Florida League, hitting 273, preparing to go to Benedictine Mesa, along where Nick Horsley currently plays as well. One homer, 6 runs batted in with that 273 average. Takes the first pitch away from Johnson for a ball. But in just 33 at-bats, he has 6 runs batted in and 10 walks in 10 games. So two on, both guys run well. Not big speedsters, but they run well. That's Edwards at second, Tweet at first. Rojas kind of faking a throw back to second, but pitcher Johnson just steps off. Duarte, big night last night, 2 for 4, run scored and an RBI. That went over. Got a homer last weekend, his first since joining the club here at the end of the summer. He's coming off a very good year at Shasta College. Talk about that a little bit later. 2-0 pitch. Hitters count. Flag's not blowing, but a nice breeze in the stands, but it is just starting to get shadowy across the rest of the field. It can be difficult for hitters to catch up to the ball with the building behind the pitcher's mound here at Tiger Field when the sun is setting. It has white paint with blue roof, and the white can sometimes hide the baseball. The right-handed batter standing in with a 2-1 count now. That one's up and away. They fake a throw down to first. Tweet back easily. Action out in the bullpen quickly. Not sure who it is. But we'll find out. Maybe down the road. 2-1. Pitch coming to Tanner Tweet. Strong right-handed batter. Oh, that was a nice curve. Swung on miss, 2-2. Had a little sharp break to it. Not Tanner Tweet. Excuse me, Daniel Duarte. Duarte wears jersey number 13, lucky number 13. Tanner wears 23 for the Colt 45. On that, Casey Buchanan. Here's the pitch. Runner's going. Swung on, hit towards right. They'll have to go back. There won't be anybody tagging up, I don't think, here. Edwards, it was to shallow, a fairly shallow right center field. But Edwards, they were going on the pitch, so they were a little bit too far down the line to make it happen. Everybody back to their stations. Edwards at second. Tweet at first. Duarte flies out to right for the second out. And now Casey Buchanan comes to the plate. Casey looking for his first at-bat with the Colt 45s. Crouch stance, holds the bat back. Actually has a red, white, and blue bat. I saw it in the rack. I think it has an MLB label on it. It's blue, mainly dark blue. Kind of cool. You got to earn one of those, right? But we've tried to update some of the bios of the new guys for this last weekend. And so you can learn more about them and maybe keep up with them in the future this offseason. Swung on high. Bouncer towards left field. It gets past the diving shortstop. Coming in to score will be Peyton Edwards. And it's 2-0. Colt 45, a clutch two-out single. Welcome to the ball club, Casey Buchanan. Right-handed hitter delivers an RBI single. Now the Colt 45s. Oh, excuse me, I totally blew that. That was Ryan Bolf. That was Mr. Bolf. Wow, I am sorry. Bolf with the single. RBI single. And this is Casey Buchanan. So here's Buchanan, the right fielder. So Bolf delivers. In his first at-bat with the Colt 45s. Change up to Buchanan. That one fell up. Buchanan's a left-handed hitter. We'll talk more about both later. Buchanan, left-handed batter, wearing two black batting gloves, slightly open stance, somewhat upright. He started the summer with the club down in Chico. Instead, he hit 375 for them. Now he's out of Butte College. Just finished at Butte. Hometown of Medford, Oregon. Butte was all GVC, all conference. Hit 315 with 22 runs batted in. Left-handed batter waits for the 1-1 pitch with two on and a 2-0 lead. Lines it through the hole left side. Goes the other way. Base hit. Chugging around to score is Tanner Tweet. It's 3-0. And that's baseball, folks. Volk will hold it second. You take advantage of opportunities. Three RBI singles. Here in the first. And now it's Nick Horsley. He's at first base tonight. Right-handed power-hitting catcher out of Laverican, Utah. Nick just won at bat last night. He had an RBI. Came in at catcher after Waterman had to leave the game. Fastball away, 1-0. They do have action in a hurry getting ready. Looks like I think it's a left-hander. It is that much I can tell you. So they have a lefty warming up. Horsley, slightly open stance now. He's trying to take a calmer approach, it looks like, in the cage. Working with Bill Plummer today. Swung in. Good cut. Fouled it back. 1-1 the count. McCoy on deck. The right-handed hitting Horsley awaits. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Johnson checks the runner at second. Breaking ball inside corner called strike two. All three hitters have controlled the plate. They've gotten base hits. Not tried to overswing, and string a few of those together, and all of a sudden you've got a nice inning. Colt 45s have that going, 3-0. Two outs. Here comes the 1-2 delivery to Horsley. That one's away, 2-2. Colt 45s wearing their white-on-white uniforms, the black numerals, the gold trim, and piping on each side of the leg. That one fouled back by Horsley. Ringtails wearing their road unis. The maroon cap, maroon jerseys, gray pants, the road pants. They have blue lettering and secondary blue lettering as well. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Horsley. Looking for the sign, Lonnie Johnson. Big breaking ball up, 3-2. Well, Nick, 0 for his last 5 at the plate coming in, but before that he was really starting to get it together. He'd hit in 6 of 7 games, so really showed signs of coming around. Oh, he takes a low curve ball on the knees, inside corner called strike three, just a good pitch. But the Colt 45s get three runs with three RBI singles, one error, and two men left on base. We will go now to the top of the second with the lead for Jacob Marquez. Colt 45s up 3-0. This game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to save big money and help a great cause this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big 3-day yard sale at our museum property on Ronda Road in Anderson, just south of the Walmart. Plus, if you want to make a donation of items to the yard sale, we'll take donations Friday and Saturday. Please, no junk. We'll see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. And thanks for your support of our local veterans.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to this game brought to you by tonight, Harry's Pizza Shack. Summer Collegiate Wood Bat Baseball. Jacob Marquez has a lead to work with. Every pitcher will tell you, go spot me a couple in the first, I'm good. And little right-hander coming out to work his second inning. He will face the 5-6-7 hitters in the Reading Ringtails lineup. That'll be Chuck Matthey, Dave Miller, and John Downey. Matthey, right-handed batter. He's an older player, about 31 years old. Last night he was 2-for-5. He pitched and played outfield. Knocked one in as well. Takes that first pitch, a ball from Jacob Marquez. And Jacob with a nice big leg kick. Swung on and missed. Marquez hides the ball very well, especially in that white uni. I can't see it where he's releasing it from. He gets a pretty high leg kick and shows his back, and he almost turns his body about three-quarters away on the wind. And it's like he's peeking over his shoulder. Bounce that one up there. It's 2-1. Matthey takes that one. It's over for a strike. Well, Chuck's been playing ball in the North State for a long time. Wears two black batting gloves. Oh, he chased a changeup away. Good pitch. Strike three. Second straight strikeout dating back to last inning. Third here in the second inning already for Jacob Marquez. And it brings up David Miller. Miller wasn't with the club last night. Out of Yuba. Yuba City, Yuba Community College, I believe, and Simpson now. He also is a catcher. Fastball inside corner, called for a strike. Marquez, good with the low strikes. He stays out in front of hitters that way, moves it in. Or if, when things are working well, it's in, out, up, down. And there's another one, looked pretty good, and it was good. That was a little bit higher. Same spot, but watched as well, 0-2. He winds and delivers the 0-2 pitch. And it's a called strike three on the outside corner. He hit Tanner Tweet's mitt, and umpires like it that way. Brings up John Downey, the former UPrep player. Going to be Kansas Wesleyan this year. He's a left-handed batter, big kid. Marquez looks in for the sign. Tweet sets up inside and low. Swung on. Hit towards right center. Center Bayana going back into the sunshine that is still streaming out there and makes the catch for out number three. So three up, three down. You're in the top of the second. Colt 45's leading 3-0 in this game. Broadcast brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. This broadcast brought to you by our friends at Mary's Pizza Shack. It's one of the better crowds of the year so far, and folks are still streaming in. There's a giveaway, Bandana from Redding Rancheria. It's also Redding Rancheria Night in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion. They own and operate Wind River Resort and Casino and the Mini Mart, the Hilton Garden Inn, the Redding Rancheria Head Start, Trinity Healthcare, Churn Creek Healthcare, and the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center. And tonight, the Redding Rancheria, strong community partner, happy to cheer on the Colt 45s out in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion. So here's Connor McCoy leading it off. 9-1-2 to face right-hander Lonnie Johnson. Here in the second, shows bunt, but it goes right back to the pitcher. Johnson fields and throws. He gets him. The one place you didn't want to get it down, but hey, you gotta try sometimes. Tried to get the bunt hit, but it'll go down in the scorebook as a 1-3 for the first out. Back to Andy Bayena. Sounds like that Andy changed his walk-up music for tonight. Or they changed it on him, I'm not sure. But either way, he popped to second his first time up. Right-handed batter, kind of has that back-and-forth rhythm he gets into in the batter's box, front foot, back foot, and then back foot and strides into the pitch. That first one was a ball. Johnson has been about 50-50 on balls and strikes, and that plays into the Colt 45's hands. That one's over for a strike. This time of year, most summer programs, except ones like the Puff Caps, who seemingly have an endless supply of players, find that their rosters begin to thin, and that's especially in the pitching department. Colt 45s ought to be strong there. They've just lost some position players, but the ringtail's a little bit thin tonight and last night, I think, with relief. But, you know, they're out there giving it their best. Breaking ball misses away. It's now 2-2. Kadama on deck. Now just a few last streaks of sunshine out to the right field area. Lights will be coming on next half inning probably. Here's a breaking ball. Uh-oh, he swung at it and missed. And he went fishing, out number two. He didn't catch it. Here's Julian Kadama. Reached on an error and scored in the first. And Julian has been fun to watch hit. He handles himself like a ball player out there and tries to exhibit leadership abilities. They probably need that from him at Seattle, but he's just going to be a freshman there for that four-year program. They'll be heading north before you know it. Swung on, hit sharply right side, through the hole for a base hit. So Kodama has done it again. He has now hit in 26 of 27 games since joining the club. How about that? And that brings up Peyton Edwards, the designated hitter. Peyton worked a good at-bat in the first. Lonnie Johnson looked like he didn't want to have anything to do with Peyton, and he just pitched around him or didn't give him anything. So he took the walk and eventually scored the second run of this game. The bearded Lonnie Johnson, dark black hair, looks over to first. Kadama can run. First pitch fastball over for a strike to Peyton. Might be about the best one he's going to get, but knows what he's doing up there. Takes it for a ball. Now, Peyton will be attending Cal State Monterey Bay, the Otters. Man, I'd like to get over there and see a game. They've built a pretty good program in about a decade there. Oh, he waited on that one. He took a little something off of it, and he got a piece of it, fouled it back just a little bit out in front. Peyton, recruited by them out of Red Bluff High School, but just wasn't quite ready to sit on the bench. So he'll play for the Otters next year. 0-2. Checks the runner, Kodama, at first. He won't be going here. He's going on an 0-2 pitch. He is. Popped up right side. Kodama better get back. Now there's two outs, so it doesn't really matter. Second baseman makes the catch for out number three. So no runs a hit, no errors, a man left on base. We will head to the top of the third. Colt 45's up 3-0 on KCNR. Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, the lights are starting to heat up out here as the sun makes its way down. Of course, the actual sunset, as you know, is not for a while, but it sets the west behind the third base grandstand, so there's really not any more shining on the field except for a little bit of deep right field. Leading it off for the Redding Ringtails this inning, Diego Castaneda. Castaneda playing second base tonight. He was not available last night. He went to Shasta High School and currently goes to Holy Names University. Jacob Marquez getting in his final warm-up tosses. And Jacob trying to double-check his... I believe he has one start against the Ringtails. He started in the game that Rojas won, that loss back on July 12th. But he pitched five innings, only gave up an earned run, no walks, and six strikeouts. And that's kind of a typical Marquez game. Does not walk many. First pitch to the right-handed batting Castaneda. Swung on and missed, 0-1. His next pitch swung on, hit towards right field, coming over, and it'll fall in front of Buchanan for a leadoff hit to Castaneda. Jacob's last start against the Puff Caps went 5 2/3, four earned runs. He only gave up five hits, three walks, and seven strikeouts in that game. He did give up a long ball. So this brings up the guy who out-dueled him in the Ringtails win between the clubs, one of their two wins. That one's up and in. That's Gabe Rojas. My understanding is Rojas will start the season finale for the Ringtails tomorrow night. 1-0 pitch. Castaneda, pretty good lead over there. Not going. That one's a little low. Ball two, 2-0. As mentioned, Castaneda was not here last night, but he's played in five of the previous games between the teams. He has five hits, including a double and four RBI against Colt 45's pitchers. That's Castaneda. This is Rojas. That one's over for a strike, 2-1. So Castaneda at first doing what he has done against them. Rojas, as I mentioned, primarily pitching, getting a chance to bat now for the first time in this series this year. Takes that one on the inside corner for a strike, and now it's 2-2. Marquez has thrown 31 pitches and 23 of them for strikes. That is almost the 3-1 ratio that Jacob's looking for. And they're not all the same. That's the thing. You have to have some wiggle on your ball. And there was a good upstairs fastball. Rojas couldn't catch up to it. That is strike three, so that is the fourth strikeout for Jacob Marquez. One out now, and Lane Thacker, the leadoff hitter, he struck out to start the game off, right-handed batter with dark curly hair. Now Thacker, attending Lassen College. He's 4-for-6 against the Colt 45s this year. Last night had the game, the four-hit game. This is just his second game against him. Open stance, deep, deep, deep in that box, as deep as you can get. Right-handed batter. Marquez looks to first. The lead is a little shorter now. Jacob has a pretty good move over to first as well. This one fouled off out of play. And probably also respecting Tweet's arm. Tanner's caught about 5 games now this summer, and I know that has to feel good. You're missing so much time with that broken hand where he'd been playing other positions, in fact, for Sac City. Sac City made it all the way to the championship. Off-speed swung on and missed. Nicely done. Again, mixing his pitches well. Thacker down on strikes his second time tonight. He has 2 in each inning so far. Strikeouts, that is. Chase Rossman out of the plate. Rossman flew to left in the first. Now, Marquez, you don't want to let him off the hook. This is their number 2 hitter, left-handed batter. Off-speed swung on and missed. Oftentimes you will see a left-handed hitter in the 2 spot, especially if you have a guy that can steal. Castaneda has good speed out there. But he is an average lead. 0-1 pitch coming, not going. A little bit low outside, looked like a cutter. 1-1. I would say this is maybe the third best crowd of the season. Close to it. One of the best. Definitely. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, popped up my way. I do have the net, but no catch will be made. But I'm ready. I got the net. Trying to show my fans, show Justin Bisma that I got the net. But it's just a foul ball, 1-2. It's my net. No fans. 1-2 pitch coming. Nice changeup up. He tried to get him to chase something, and he didn't go for it. 2-2 the pitch. Here comes a left-handed hitter. 2-2 pitch. Nice change. Checked his swing. Did he go? Tweet blocked it. They're not even going to ask for help. He started to offer up for that pitch, but did not chase it. And that is his name, after all, Chase. Chase Rossman. Payoff pitch with a man at first and 2 outs. Runner will be going. He is swung on, missed. He struck him out. 7 strikeouts through 3 innings for Jacob Marquez. And no runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. Colt 45s leading 3-0 in this game, brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Introducing the new guacamole double cheeseburger from Carl's Jr. with fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
Sorry, that's a typo. We forgot the decimal.
Pepper jack cheese and fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
No, not decibel. Decimal, like decimal point. The burger's only $2.99.
Carl's Jr.'s latest charbroiled double deal is only $2.99.
That was a bit of an overcorrection.
Sorry. Available for a limited time. Price participation may vary. Tax not included.
This is Todd Jones, Vice President of the Shasta Economic Development Corporation. Expanding commercial air service is a key component to sustainable economic vitality and growth. As you may know, the Shasta EDC was part of a team that helped to secure daily, nonstop round-trip service from Reading to Los Angeles. We need more people on each flight. The cost difference to fly out of Reading is minimal when compared to driving and parking at other airports. Help us expand our destinations by flying Reading as often as you can. Book today at united.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to the ballpark. Might be some defensive changes. As soon as we get them for the Ringtails, we'll let you know. It's still Johnson pitching, but we'll wait till we get that official lineup change. Lights are on at Tiger Field, and it'll be Tanner Tweet, Daniel Duarte, and our second look at Ryan Bolf. Colt 45's got three RBI singles in the first. And Jacob Marquez, who flirted with a no-hitter earlier in this year, doesn't have a no-hitter going, but he has the same kind of stuff. And Tanner Tweet going to stand in. Saw some of his family here. The brother's not in uniform tonight. Again, we're not expecting them tomorrow, but maybe if we're all lucky in the future, they'll play for the Colt 45s when they embark on their college careers. But they've got a Red Bluff High School season to go. First pitch to big brother Tanner is over for a strike. Glad to see Bill Plummer back working with the kids today. He was under the weather for a couple of days. His first pitch, oh, I just got under it. Tanner Tweet hit it a mile high in the sky, and the center fielder will come in and make the catch. We're out number one. He just missed it. That brings up Duarte. He flew out to right field. Did a pretty good way out there back in the first. We mentioned Daniel had a good year for Shasta College. We'll get you to that in a minute. As the first pitch from Johnson to Daniel is over for a strike. The catcher, as we mentioned, will be going to Benedictine Mesa as a junior this year coming up. But last year, he played in 38 games for Shasta. Swung on, line towards left, but not going to be deep enough. Caught out in left field by Downey for out number two. Hit that one on the nose. Now Ryan Bolf, one of the late season acquisitions, we'll call him, joining the club, spent some time playing for the Chico team. Colt 45s, as we've mentioned, in summer ball. And now he's using that bright blue bat, inside corner, long blonde locks coming out from the helmet. He's about 5'10". A little right-handed hitter. Takes a couple of pitches, 2-0, the count. With Chico High School. Started the summer, as I mentioned, with Chico. Yeah, pretty well against the Colt 45s, as I recall. Takes that pitch over for a strike, 2-1. Right-handed batter with the 2-1 pitch swung on, looped it towards left field. It'll fall in for a base hit. Just fought it off inside part of the plate and gets a single to left. So both doing his thing. Now here's Buchanan. Casey had an RBI single in the first in his first at-bat with the Colt 45s. Both now batting 1,000, 2-for-2. And again, Colt 45s, every hit tonight so far has been a single, and they're up 3-0. Singles do just fine. Swinging for the fence usually doesn't work. Oh, good lead over there at first for both. Change up, outside ball. Now, Brian, my understanding, over at first will be attending Feather River as well. Buchanan at the plate, the left-handed batter. At Cute Butte College. Wears his sweatband high up on his right arm. Also has a left, on the right arm has a red band of some kind. And here comes The Colt 45's goose. And the Redding center fielder is not going to let him perch out there in center field. He chases him off. But, you know, that goose might be back. You better keep your hat on. Last week, the goose spent a couple of innings in left in center field in the series against the Puff Caps. But nothing doing this time. Jordan Taylor just like, he just immediately ran him off. 2-0 pitch. High plate bouncer towards first. Going to have one play, stepping on the bag over at first, Chase Rossman for out number three. So the three unassisted. No runs, a hit, no errors, a man left on base. Top of the fourth, Jacob Marquez. See what he's got. Coming out with a 3-0 lead. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Come see Little Women at Riverfront Playhouse. A timeless tale that has delighted audiences for generations is being performed on the Reading stage. Follow Meg, Joe, Amy, and Beth through the ups and downs of growing up. Watch as they laugh, cry, live, and love all through the strength of sisterhood and the power of family. Written by Louisa May Alcott, adapted by John Ravold, directed by Annie Bakalennikoff. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, running July 20th through August 17th.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First 5 Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
This broadcast brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack, the downtown Reading location, just opening up their brand new outdoor dining area. They've been working on it, and can't wait to go over and check it out. Mary's Pizza Shack. Several locations that I know of. A couple. Jacob Marquez coming out. He has whiffed at least two in each of the first three innings. Two in the first, gave up a two-out double. In the second, got him 1-2-3. And in the third, after a leadoff single, he struck out three in a row. Wilson Kessel now comes to the plate. The veteran catcher. Right-handed batter. He's the guy who doubled in the first, only extra base hit in the game, in fact. And he just went with a pitch down the right field line in the corner, just textbook. And Jacob is his good movement on his fastballs. His changeup is a nice offset of it. That curveball right there over for a strike. He throws it. Mixes the speeds in the curve and the slider. No ball, one strike pitch. We're going to get a good starter down at Santa Rosa. 0-1 delivery for the little right-hander. Good breaking ball, a little bit low, 1-1. Jacob flirted with a no-hitter a couple of starts ago, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball just missed outside, a little bit low. It was a good idea. He just couldn't get Kessel to chase it. Kessel obviously likes that pitch up a little bit based on the RBI double. There's one up on the inside corner called for a strike. The right-handed pitcher now delivers a 2-2, swung on, bounce towards third, past Dorte into left field for a hit. He's going to try to chug into second, and indeed gets there. His second double for the old man, looking pretty good as the coach out there. So he's 2-for-2 tonight. It was one that just got past Dorte. Doesn't quite have the range that Kodama has over there. Not a knock on Daniel. But it was hit pretty sharp down the left field line. So it brings up Jordan Taylor, who watched the third strike to end the first, but he's hit the Colt 45s well, except for last night. So maybe they've begun to solve him. Left-handed batter waits and swings at the first pitch over by their dugout, 0-1. Their cleanup hitter, out of Simpson. Taylor is 10 for 32 against the Colt 45s this summer. Swung on, popped up, out of play, back behind the grandstands. Quickly out in front on it. Sacramento tonight on the road. Leading 4-3 in the ninth. Trying to figure out who the heck they're playing. They're on the road. Well, that was a big trip for them. Looks like maybe they've gone to Round Rock, Texas, and Del Diamond. That was a pretty rough road trip. They were in Sac, I believe, last night. Change up popped up in the infield. It should be playable in fair territory. The first baseman, Horsley, won't let anybody call him off and makes the catch in fair territory for out number one. So Chuck Matthew now to the plate. He struck out to start the second. Matthew has also hit well against the Colt 45s this summer. He's 10 for 24 against him. He's a veteran, we told you. Right-handed hitter with the open stance. Waggles that bat up high behind his head. Just a little behind on that fastball, 0-1. One out. Man at second is Kessel, who led off with a double. Second straight inning, they've led off with a hit off Jacob Marquez. It's been good from the stretch, that's for sure. Change up. Nice. Oh, but it just does get away from Tweet. Kessel's going to head over to third. It just trickled away just slowly enough for Tweet not to recognize right away that it had gotten through his glove. So the wild pitch moves Kessel to third base, and Chuck Matthey now is a man at third with less than two outs. The 0-2 pitch coming with one out. They play him to pull a little bit in the outfield. He's going to now step out, ask for time, as Marquez was taking his sweet time. And that's okay. That's what you want your pitcher to do. Here comes the 0-2 now. Big leg kick from the stretch. Swung on. Bounce right back to the mound. Marquez looks the runner back. Fires a strike to first. Well played. 1-3 in your scorebook. And there are now two outs and David Miller coming to the plate. Now, Miller watched a called third strike in the second. He's 4 for 21 against the Colt 45s this summer. No homers, two runs batted in those games. Right-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch to him from Marquez, who looks in for the sign and from the stretch delivers a good cutter outside, missed away. Didn't get him to chase it. Giants trailing the Rockies 5-4, top of the eighth inning. Here comes a 1-0 pitch now to Miller. Fouled back, 1-1. Padres on top of the Dodgers in Chavez Ravine in the bottom of the fourth. Angels lost to Cleveland 7-3 earlier today. And I believe the A's are off today. Indeed they are. We'll get the rest of the scores to you in just a little bit. One ball, one strike pitch to Miller. Swung on, bounce to third. Fielded by Duarte. Good throw to first. Out number three. Ho-hum. Another inning in the books for Jacob Marquez. No runs, one hit, no errors, and a man left on third base. We go to the bottom of the fourth looking for a little insurance. Colt 45 is a long way to go in this one. Leading 3-0 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Thanks for joining us on this broadcast. Next to last game of this collegiate wood bat baseball campaign. I'm Brent Weber. It's been a real treat. This one brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Colt 45s lead the Ringtails 3-0. We have a new pitcher this inning out of Feather River College, left-hander Cooper Davis. Tall left-hander. That's 6'4", big leg kick, and kind of a cocks his left arm back. We did not see him last night, but we have seen him previously. I'm pretty sure we saw him earlier in this series, did we not? I'm looking for Davis in the stats. Oh, yeah, there we go. So Davis, this is his fourth appearance against the Colt 45s. He's had some up and down luck against them. Four innings, four hits, six earned runs, seven runs all told. In those four innings, seven walks and six strikeouts. But he's taken the loss twice against the Colt 45s. He's had control problems. He said he's thrown five wild pitches in those four innings and didn't hit two batters. So the Colt 45s needing to be patient against this big left-hander. It's Nick Horsley, Connor McCoy, and Andy Baena here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch up, it's a ball, 1-0. So for their starter, Lonnie Johnson, he went three innings, five hits, three runs. None of them were earned in the end, one walk and two strikeouts. None of them were earned, even though they all came in on singles, because with one out, Kodama reached on an error, and that guy scored the first run, and then the other two runs came with two outs, so if that makes sense to you, if you replay that inning without the error, no runs would have scored, theoretically. Horsley swings at a changeup up, a ball and two strikes, the count.
Don't forget the apparel booth on there.
Big Jeff Cross and Big Billy Plummer out working in the crowd tonight for the 50-50 raffle that goes to help the nonprofit cause here. Nick chases that one for a strikeout. One down brings up Connor McCoy, the kid out of Anderson. American Christian Academy. He's a right-handed batter, also doesn't wear batting glove. They have built up some wear and tear on those hands this summer, though, some calluses. Big swing at the first pitch, 0-1. Baena on deck. Connor trying to bunt his way on. Yeah, I haven't seen him do that much. And just got it back to the pitcher, unfortunately. That was in the second. It's a good idea. The third baseman is playing him pretty deep. He's behind that fastball, 0-2. And here comes that 0-2 pitch to Connor McCoy. Misses away, 1-2. As mentioned, a beautiful night at the ballpark, a huge crowd. We expect the biggest crowd of the year tomorrow night, of course. And here's the 1-2. I couldn't catch up to that fastball, strike three. So we're seeing a pretty good heater coming from Cooper Davis. We'll see if Andy Bayena can catch up to it. So Bayena starting things off. First pitch, ball, 1-0. The right-handed batter standing in. Bases are empty, working from the stretch exclusively. The left-hander, he shows bunt again, and I believe that hit him. And he leads the club. Oh, no, it didn't, actually. Hippies. Hopscotched right over it. So he gets to hit again. That's a good thing.
We're looking for Denisa. Denisa signed up for the frozen shirt.
Where's takes Denisa? That one away. 3-0. Here comes the next one. That one's called a strike. He takes that one on the outside corner, but it's a little bit up. Ball four.
Number 14.
And there's Julian Kodama. Left-handed batter. Here's the first pitch to Julian. Takes a breaking ball. That one's over for a strike. Throw over to first. Bayena has excellent speed. And he leads the team with 19 steals. He'll win the stolen base title for the season, topping Tyler Thompson, who had 17, fouled back by Kodama. Julian got another hit tonight, something he's just been a machine getting hits. He reached on an error in the first score to run. And with two outs, he singled through the whole right side in the second. Bayena has a good lead. I have a sneaking suspicion he's going here. But he's not. Fastball up. And I earlier was surprised when the Colt 45s ran with an 0-2 count because you usually don't want to force your hitter to protect the runner with an 0-2 count. And pitchers often will waste a pitch with an 0-2 count, try to get you to chase something out of the strike zone. He's going on 1-2. The catcher's throw down to second is a little bit late. Bayena head first sliding, and he has another stolen base. Number 20. It's a good round number, Andy, on the summer for the Regis University Star. So Kodama has a man in scoring position now. Colt 45s have improved hitting with men in scoring position the last couple of nights. This one popped up left side with two outs. Shortstop goes over, calls it off, makes the catch for out number three. So the Colt 45s threaten. They leave a man in scoring position, but nothing doing. Those three runs holding up as we go to the top of the fifth. It's 3-0 Colt 45s. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at PirateSecret.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, they got a new game going on out here. Rick Pacetti came up with the snow cone race. The kids had to put the ball on the indented part of the wood bat and then run to a certain spot and not have the ball fall off. So that's a cool one. Good improvisation by Rick Pacetti, because in the frozen T-shirt contest, they forgot to put T-shirts in the freezer. So they were just wet. And that's just really good. So leading it off is former UPrep High School player John Downey, who actually moved to shortstop earlier in the game. We're still trying to figure out a couple of those defensive switches that they have not forwarded to us, but I could tell it was Downey for sure. He leads it off, facing Marquez, who fouls off the first pitch 0-1. Jacob has given up three hits, a double in the first, a single in the third, and a double to lead off last inning. Two doubles to Kessel and a single by Castaneda, and that's it. Way out in front of Downey there, 0-2. Marquez right on track with his pitch count, 58 pitches, 43 for strikes. You paying attention there, Santa Rosa coach? I know you are. And he's become the ace starter. 1-2 pitch. Setting up high and outside, swung on. Oh, he loops that one towards short. Kodama reaches, but he can't get it. So it was a bloop single left by Downey. Good piece of hitting, let's say, for him, as he has struggled against the Colt 45s. And so the UPrep hitter gets a little base hit here to lead it off in the fifth. Third straight inning there, leadoff hitter has reached. And Kessel's the only guy who's really knocked the snot out of the ball. Castaneda had a pretty good single as well. But so we've got Castaneda is out. And we'll have a pinch hitter here. Left-handed batter. Marquez delivers, swung on, and missed. So it's Ethan Flaherty. You remember him from Shasta College and Foothill High School. Left-handed hitter. Bit of a crouch at the plate. He's fairly tall. Marquez really starting to heat up the fastball a little bit as well. No action in the Colt 45's pen. There was action already in the Ringtails bullpen. Marquez from the stretch. Not much of a lead for Downey. Would be surprised to see him going anywhere. That one misses the ball in two strikes. Jacob, 47 innings coming in, 49 strikeouts. Pretty good. 1-2 pitch. Tried to get him to go up the ladder. He wouldn't buy. 2-2. Crowd having some fun tonight. You can maybe hear the background. Great night at the ballpark. Marquez, fastball, called strike three. He's just hitting that spot. When Tanner Tweet framing it well. Tanner has, you know, you hear a lot of talk about catchers framing the ball. Essentially, a catcher has to just not be obvious, give the umpire a good look, and catch the ball quietly, if that makes sense. and let the umpires see it. Change up, swung on, look towards right, and coming in to make the catch. Playing very shallow out in right field for the Colt 45s. Buchanan almost doubled him off at first. They were not expecting that batter who, by the way, I never even introduced him, did I? Couldn't have been Rossman. It was supposed to be at Rojas, but I don't believe it was. We'll get that for you in a minute. Out two. Now this is their leadoff hitter. I know that for sure. Lane Thacker. Right-handed batter. He's whiffed twice against Marquez so far. Let's see what they've learned or he's learned. Check swing. First pitch called strike. Second pitch called strike. 1-1. Marquez trying to get out of another man-on-base scenario. Oh, nice curveball down in the dirt, swung on and missed. Strike two. They really got him to chase that one. It looks like that previous batter was Corkery. Flea Hardy came in for, I'm just not sure. I believe that was Corkery. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Again, he whiffs two in an inning. He made up for last inning when he didn't strike out any. No runs ahead, no errors. One man left on base. And Jacob Marquez just strolling along with a shutout through the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth, Colt 45s. Leading in this one, 3-0. Reading Colt 45s baseball on KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Second inning for left-hander Cooper Davis, who showed a pretty good fastball last inning against the Colt 45s. He'd not pitched as well, so he showed a little more against them this first time through. We'll see how he does against the heart of the order, Peyton Edwards, Tanner Tweet, and Daniel Duarte, to face the left-handed hitter, all right-handed bats. So Peyton Edwards to lead it off. He walked and scored in the first, popped to second in the second. Playing very deep on Peyton at third. I mean, Brooks Robinson deep. I'm surprised. I mean, Peyton, excellent hitter. But he's two steps from the outfield grass. Peyton can run. I mean, he's had a knee problem, but that one misses away. 2-0. Good hitter's count coming to the right-handed batter. Swung on and missed the changeup. Showed some courage in that changeup, the Feather River lefty. Mm-hmm. Davis, the second pitcher. Their bullpen getting active again. Looks like another left-hander. Two on the pitch. Woo! That one was to the backstop. That was a Bull Durham fastball. Threw it at the mascot back there. 3-1 now the count. We mentioned that Davis's problems in the previous games had been wildness related. Edwards aware of that, obviously. He's taking pitches, but now he swings and flares it towards right, but it should be playable, and it is. We're out number one. Matthew makes the catch. And now Tanner Tweed to the plate. Tanner knocked in a run in the first. Through to center to lead off the eighth. He's got under one. He now has 22 runs batted in and 124 at-bats for Colt 45. And they pitched around him a lot earlier in the season when he was hitting lower in the lineup. Group was sitting in front of him a lot of those times. Swung on, hit well towards center, but the ball not carrying tonight. Center fielder will make the catch for out number two. Hit it on the nose, but it's not going anywhere. You got to really rake it to get it out of here. Two outs. Daniel Duarte to the plate. Now, Daniel flew out to right field and flew out to left field. Hit it pretty sharply in the third. That fly to left. Colt 45s. Strung together some hits in the first, which was nice to see. I'd like to see them do some more of that. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Bolt is on deck. 0-1 pitch to Tweet. Excuse me, to Duarte. Swung on. This one hit pretty well towards right field. Right fielder going back. This one's going to get down. Bounces to the wall in deep right center, 370 away. And Duarte has a two-out double. Colt 45's trying to get something going here with two down. Third straight inning that the first two guys have gone down, and then they've gotten a hit. They've not been able to produce in these scenarios. But this time they have a guy in scoring position. Ryan Bolt comes to the plate. Ryan has welcomed him, made himself welcome in the Colt 45's lineup. You know, he played against the Colt 45's for the Aces earlier this year, or the Nuts, as they were calling themselves. Right-handed batter. Fastball inside corner. Good pitch. Call for a strike. And he did not hit the Colt 45 as well. He was 0 for 8 against Redding. But overall, he said he hit was hitting like 375 or something for them. So had a good summer all told, but not against Colt 45. So they'll take that right-handed bat. He's obviously doing the job out there tonight with the two for two with an RBI single. Took a pitch outside, so it's a ball and a strike. Brett Miller, the coach at first. Justin Sibisma, Diz, the coach at third for Bear Fasking, the skipper of the club. That one missed, so it's 2-1 now on a right-handed batter. Slightly open stance, wears the black stockings high. A little bit of a crouch, holds the bat pretty far back. There comes the 2-1, swung on. Oh, he jacks it high into left field with two outs. The runner's going now. He's got to come in, and he lost it. The run's going to score. He's going to head all the way to second base. Duarte scores as he lost it out and left. Wow, you'll take it, won't you? It's 4-0. Somebody needed to tell Daniel to keep running. Not that he wasn't hustling. I'm not trying to imply that. He had plenty of time to score once they lost it. So you take that break. Bolf at second base can move well. Thought about going to third, actually. And it brings up Casey Buchanan, who's also singled in a run in the first and grounded to the first baseman his next time up. First pitch is away. Now, Buchanan So I'll make a nice play in shallow and right. Casey taps his bat with his left hand, says, give me a hit. Standing in now. Lays the bat on his shoulder, now lifts it up. As the lefty Cooper Davis delivers inside. 2-0. Colt 45's leading it 4-0 now. Looking for some two-out mojo here. Buchanan, foul ball, left side out of play. Davis, similar problems to the starter Lonnie Johnson in that he has thrown about 50-50 balls and strikes. 33 pitches, 18 strikes. But he showed a good live fastball last inning. It's just control. Here's the pitch. Runner going to third. Fouled it back. He had it stolen. Davis wasn't even paying attention at all over there. Here comes it. Now it's a, well, let's see. 2-2 pitch coming. Buchanan tightens those batting gloves before he steps back into the box. Taps his bat with his left hand while he holds it with his right. Now brings them together as he takes a practice flick of the bat. Ready to go against Davis. The big lefty delivers. Changeup swung on. Laces it into center field. Base hit. Rounding third. Coming home to score is Bolf. Colt 45's up 5-0 with a clutch. Two-out single by Buchanan. By the way, on Bolf's at-bat, they did rule it a single. That'll often be the case when a player loses the ball in the lights or the sun. It's like a bad hop. So that keeps all these runs earned as well, but makes them two-out hits, that's for sure. So three two-out hits in a row. Nick Horsley at the plate, playing first base tonight. 1-0 pitch coming from the lefty, a little bit behind on that one. 1-1. Connor McCoy would hit next. There are two outs. Change up, went upstairs, swung and missed. Nick looks like he's trying to pull everything. But I am just an innocent bystander making an observation. But we'll see how he squares up here against the sometimes wild left-hander. Almost no lead at first base for Buchanan. Does not chase it away. Count is 2-2. It's also Athletes Don't Vape night, and I saw several of the Colt 45s players signing a pledge not to vape for the game. I really was impressed by that. Change up away, just missed. Wow. That's one of those where normally you'd say you got to protect the dish there, Nick. Now, if he gets an outside pitch and goes with it, he has a huge hole on the right side. Because they're, for some reason, I think they're thinking that Buchanan's going to run here. He has about a 1.5 stride lead. He is going, but he's not going to have to steal because it's ball four. So with the 3-2 count and two outs, runner going, didn't matter. Horsley draws the walk. Connor McCoy to the plate now. Connor 0 for 2 tonight. He tried to bunt his way on in the second, struck out in the fourth, last inning, against this very same left-hander. Let's see if seeing him once helps him out here. Two walks in 1 2/3 innings for Davis. Fastball inside, a little bit low, 1-0. At second base is Buchanan. He knocked in a run. Horsley at first with a walk. Right-handed hitting McCoy. Oh, he was way out in front on a changeup. Connor McCoy standing in with a 1-1 pitch. A little right-handed batter. Change. Oh, he tries to bunt his way on and it's a false foul. I mean, again, he had the element of surprise there. There's no doubt about that. So he's obviously working on that. Connor now back in, looks down to Coach Bisma. Excuse me, Bisma. We just call him Biz. He gave me a Shasta College Knights baseball shirt from his sartorial repertoire. And a Simpson University one, too. That's a nice gift. Those are nice gifts. Changeup swung on, tipped it. The catcher holds on for strike three. But the Colt 45s get two runs here in the fifth. On three hits with two outs, they leave two men on base. And we go to the top of the sixth. It's a 5-0 lead for Jacob Marquez. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Carl and Linda Bott out at the ballpark tonight. Great to see them, of course, as always. Our fearless leaders here at KCNR. Brent Weber bringing you Colt 45's Baseball, sponsored tonight by Mary's Pizza Shack. Jacob Marquez has the shutout. As we go into the sixth, he's taken us to this point before. You're now going through the order now for the third time. That means guys have had a couple of looks at you, but really it has just generally come down to pitch count. His pitch count's very good. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Colt 45s. 0-4-1 for the Ringtails. Right-hander's first pitch bounces up there. But Jacob has thrown 71 pitches coming into this next pitch, and 51 of them for strikes. 1-0 delivery. Fastball. Slow roller towards second. Marquez is going to have to cover at first. Flipped by McCoy to him because Tweet, or rather Horsley, was ranging far to his right. So good job by Marquez to get off the mound, cover at first for out number one. And honestly, if Nick has a little more experience, he lets that ball go and gets back to first, because any chance to get that is going to probably be McCoy. So it goes down as a 4-1 in your scorebook for the first out. That was Chase Rossman. And this is Wilson Kessel, their catcher, and he has been the thorn in Jacob Marquez's pitching line tonight. 2-for-2 with 2 doubles. A 1-0 pitch now coming as he tried to get him to chase one low and away. Change up, swung on. Uh-oh, he's 3-for-3. Touch them all. Coach Kessel with the solo home run. Well, there's a lot of people cheering for him. I guess they remember him from Simpson. It's now 5-1, and there goes the shutout. And he has 2 doubles and a homer. Don't tell me he's old. He got one up, and he took it out. It's a 5-1 game now. With one out, it brings up Jordan Taylor. Home runs have not really been an issue for Marquez this year. Well, that is the fifth he's allowed. I think it was quite that many. Fifth allowed in 52 innings. When you're around the plate, that's going to happen. Jordan Taylor takes the first pitch for a strike, fouls off the next one into the net, 0-2. Marquez would like to get through this middle of their order quickly here if he can. Change up, swung on, missed. Strike three, well thrown on that outside corner. Taylor went chasing. Brings up Matthew. He is 0-2. So guys that have been tough on them, Taylor and Matthew, hitless between them. It's Kessel who's hurting him. He's the only guy that's really hurting him. Only five hits off of Jacob. The right-hander's first pitch to Matthew is just a little bit off the plate, but he's been right around there. Very few pitches that were noticeably off mark. Boy, kind of juiced up the fastball a little bit there, came hard with him, and half-heartedly he swung at it, but it was too late with that decision. Now he's waiting for the 1-1. Again, he goes deep for that fastball, swung on and missed. 1-2. Might be the place to go for the changeup, which is what he did to Taylor off the plate. Mark, yep, tweet setting up outside, swung on, flare toward second, caught in the air by McCoy, out number three. So they do get a run and a hit on a, no doubt about it, home run by Wilson Kessel. And we go to the bottom of the sixth, Colt 45 still in command with a 5-1 lead. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball, brought to you tonight by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Tim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, the pitcher now in the game is Tom Bartow. Left-hander. And he is a chunky left-hander, if I do say so myself. He is a little thick around the middle, but you know what? Throw strikes, you can get outs. He's from Southern California. And I believe it's our first look at Bartow. So he is in the game to pitch. And he will face the top of the order for the Colt 45s. Let's see if Andy, let's see where they play him at third this time. Because he's been successful bunting his way on. He's 0-2 tonight. I understand Jacob Marquez's grandmother called in. She's trying to listen down in Santa Rosa, but having a hard time and I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying if you know Grandma, call her and tell her how to get it on her iPhone through her browser. She should be able to go to the KCNR app or the KCNR webpage or to the Redding Colt 45's webpage and kind of navigate her way so she could listen. Because we'd sure love to have her listening. She doesn't have a computer to do so. So wherever you are, we're glad you're listening in. First couple of pitches to Baena is a 1-1 count. Adrenaline looks like it's flowing pretty well out there for Bartow. Now he's just kind of catching his breath a little bit. Another pitcher heading out to the pen. Here's the 1-1. Changeup fouled off. It's kind of a herky-jerky motion. Kind of a short arms a little bit. Cocks it back. And, hey, he's out in front 1-2 on Baena. Got to protect that dish here, Andy. I see Andy. If you get a couple of hits, I don't think he could get back over 300. He's 0-2 tonight. If he'd have made it, maybe had a 4-4. So he will be heading out for his return to his family after tonight, back to Colorado. 2-2 pitch swung on. He'll pick up his brother on the way home for the, they head back to Colorado's brother in Nevada right now. Now Andy's standing in 2-2, but it's been fun watching him play all summer. Just one more game after tonight. It'll be tomorrow night. You know, it's fan appreciation night. It's the night to come because lots of giveaways and a whole year's worth of fun. Swung on high foul, but out of play. He got under it. Good launch angle or good exit velocity, but too much launch angle. So the pitchers for the Ringtails, Johnson went those three innings, gave up 5 hits and 3 runs. That was Lonnie Johnson. Davis, Cooper Davis, that's a ball, 3-2 now. Cooper Davis went 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. And now it's Bartow, the left-hander, the portly left-hander, holds the glove in front of his face as he goes from the windup, rocks back. Fastball is kind of heating up a little bit. It was high and away, though. Ball 4 to the speedy Baena. He stole his 20th base of the year in the 4th. So Julian Kodama, who's officially 1-for-3 tonight. It's kind of funny when you go 1-for-3 and your average goes down. He's now 39-for-110 on the season. Takes the first pitch for a ball. In other words, he's having one heck of a year. So he's hitting a cool 355. That's pretty much right where he's been, to be honest. That's where he was entering the night. So change up. That was called a strike. Kodama disagreeing with the home plate umpire, Ron Gunn, which in college ball gets you nowhere. Summer collegiate baseball really gets you nowhere. Almost hits him inside. 1-1. I believe it's 2-1 count. Let's see. A ball and 2 strikes. Excuse me. Runner going curveball. It was high. Throw to second. Stolen base number 21 for Baena. Goes into center field on the throwing error. So give him the steal in the E2. And Kodama now with a double check in the count. It is a 2-2 count now. That was a dangerous count for him to have to take that pitch because it was close to being a strike. 2-2 delivery coming. Left-hander still working from the stretch. Kodama waits. Fastball swung on, hit high towards left field, tagging at third Baena. Fielded there. The throw comes in, misses the cutoff man, basically because the cutoff man was too far down the line, and it's a sacrifice fly. RBI, Colt 45's up 6-1 now. And that one was all about speed that made that happen. So Peyton Edwards now, see if he can get a little two-out rally vibe going here. Peyton officially 0-for-2, walked, popped up, flew out. Six one now. Colt 45's on top. First pitch to Peyton over for a called strike. We're talking a little bit about his university choice next year, Cal State. They had a great season. They made it to the NCAA regional, where the Otters lost to Azusa Pacific. But they had a 35-23 year. And a couple of guys drafted out of this season. One of them signed. This is the school Edwards will be going to. Did it hit him? Yeah, it did. Caught him Clifton in the calf or the ankle. He's fine, but goes down to first with a hit by pitch. So a little bit wobbly now, Mr. Bartow out on the hill. He's thrown some pitches now. Brings up Tanner Tweet, but I was mentioning right-hander Cale Leach of the Otters signed. A big 6'4 right-handed pitcher. He's the ninth Otter to sign a pro contract. And another fellow on this year's team, Austin Wall, a big 6'4 pitcher for the Otters, was selected in the draft by the Oakland A's in the 23rd round. And I believe he signed. So that's in a young program. Tweet steps up. Fair ball down the left field line into the corner. Hit like a rocket. Edwards going to come around third. They're going to wave him home. And Tweet will stand at second with an RBI double. It's just business as usual for Tanner Tweet, bringing in Peyton Edwards. And the Colt 45s are up 7-1. Second RBI of the night for Tanner. And it brings up Daniel Duarte, who had a double with two outs to start a two-out rally last inning. With two outs, the Colt 45s had three straight hits and built their lead. Now, in this inning, just the one out on the sacrifice fly, Duarte takes the first pitch for a ball. Tweet at second. Now he runs well. Right-handed hitter, and Duarte has some pop. Swung on, as I say, it's on cue down the left field line. Will it get out of here? No, it's off the wall. The runner will come around third to throw to second. Sliding in there, Tweet does score, but the runner is out at second base. So Duarte does not get the double, but he does get an RBI. That makes it 8-1. And I'm not sure if Daniel was looking at it or... I don't think he was in his home run trot, but he did hit it. The snot out of it out there, but it was just a good throw in from left field. So second out of the inning. Give Duarte an RBI single, and he's gunned down 7-4. Now Ryan Bolf to the plate takes that first pitch for a ball 1-0. Bolf is batting 1,000 after three at-bats for the Colt 45s. Got like that. Two runs batted in. Everybody's on the hit parade for the Colt 45s pretty much tonight. This pitch to him is fouled off. So Horsley, McCoy, and Bayena, I believe the only guys without a hit. Oh, Peyton Edwards. Peyton's reached a couple of times. But everybody else has joined the hit parade. Bolf takes another one. It's a ball and two strikes now. That blue bat waving. Change up offside, outside, excuse me. Just off the plate. 2-2. And here comes that pitch. Breaking ball. Chop towards short. Coming in and not able to make the play. It'll be an error. That was Downey. He's playing a little bit out of position over there, and the big guy just reached down, couldn't get it. So, Colt 45s with, again, two outs, trying to keep it going here in the sixth. And that is the third error, for the Ringtails tonight. Left-handed hitting Casey Buchanan. He has a couple of RBI singles tonight. He's 2-for-3. Change up and in, 1-0. Nick Horsley on deck. Good lead over there at first for both. 8-1 game, obviously. Swung on, hit towards short, one hop. Fields and throws, that's out number 3. But the Colt 45s push three more runs across, three runs on two hits. There was an error and a man left on base. We will head now, top of the seventh. Colt 45s with an 8-1 lead for Jacob Marquez. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball on KCNR.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Jacob Marquez coming out for the seventh inning tonight with an 8-1 lead now. Eight runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Colt 45s, one run, five hits, and three errors for the Reading Ringtails, the next to last game of the season. Colt 45s looking to move a game above 500 tonight. It's been a scuffling kind of year. A lot of injuries have hampered them, but there have also been some real great stories throughout the year, in my opinion. And that's the great thing about summer collegiate baseball. We'll see the improvement these guys make. First pitch to the right-handed batting David Miller. It's fouled out of play. Hit a car out there. You can hear some the glee of some in the stands. Okay. Everybody thinks it's funny until it's their car. Check swing. Downey hits a plate bouncer that goes foul. That was very weird. He kind of just check swing and hit the ball down, just kind of topped it like a hammer, a very lightly tapped hammer, I might add. It is a slightly open stance. Looks like a brand new bat. I don't even think there's a mark on that one. 0-2, that one's low. Tried to get him to chase 1-2. So Jacob, 83 pitches now, so he's still within his range. 61 strikes, only 23 balls. Swung on, line towards right field. He kind of just did a little inside-out swing and gets a base hit. So Miller at first does not run extremely well. And that brings up Downey, who kind of broke out of his slump against this team with a single in the fifth. He's officially 1-for-2 tonight, playing against the Colt 45s this summer. Downey is 5-for-28. Left-handed batter takes a changeup over for a strike. Wow, you had me fooled. Started it outside. Looked like just a straight change on the outside corner. It kind of dove down. No lead at all for Miller at first. Marquez is only concerned with the batter, to be honest. There's the same pitch, outside corner again, 0-2. He's going to – let's see what he does here. I would imagine he'll think about high and hard, see if he can get him to chase something. Downey slightly chokes up. Tweet, sitting inside, he was, and that one just missed. Miller at first, not a threat to go. Marquez from the stretch. He looks and delivers. Can't get him to go after that one high. 2-2. Jacob, once again, throwing strikes. He's had several starts this year without a walk. So far, this is one of them. 2-2. comes with another changeup away. Count stays 2-2. Let's see if he ratchets up the heat here. Runner at first. Marquez had a shutout through five, gave up a long home run last inning. There's the fastball, swung on, tipped, held on to by Tweed, strike three. That's that. They just kind of set him up for that, didn't they? He didn't see the fastball until it was time to put him down. 11 strikeouts in the game for Jacob. And it brings up the left-handed batter, Corkery, who came into the game to play short, I believe. Swung on and missed the first pitch. I'm sorry, this is Ethan Flaherty. He came in for Castaneda. Corkery is on deck. They both are young guys. This one fouled back, out of play. Flaherty's out of Shasta College. We'll be playing at Shasta, I understand. Went to Foothill. So I'm guessing he was a teammate of Billy Plummer and Jordan Akins at one point. I think they're a little bit older than him. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming now with one out. There's a good fastball called strike three right along the knees. Number 12 for Marquez. Now here comes Corkery, the little guy. He's shown some gumption in the games that I've seen him play. He's a little guy, just not that long out of high school, but he's gotten a couple of hits and a couple of doubles, three runs batted in previous games. Just hit those right over the bag down the third base line, as I recall. So he takes his hacks up there. That's all you can ask. Corkery will go to Shasta. 0-1 pitch coming. Good fastball outside corner. Strike two. Corkery stands in, says his right foot is close to the base as you can get and still be in the batter's box. That's his back foot. I'd hit him inside. That's where Tanner Tweets set up. Curveball swung on and missed. He struck him out. Jacob Marquez does it again. He strikes out three after giving up a leadoff single here in the seventh. Hey, enjoy your seventh inning stretch. Whatever you like to do, take the dogs for a walk, stretch out, and grab an ice-cold frosty beverage like a root beer. Whatever you like to do, enjoy your seventh inning stretch. We'll be back with more baseball brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jansen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Mary's Pizza Shack is excited to announce our beautiful new outdoor patio at Mary's downtown location. Come dine al fresco with the family and friends and sip a little wine, enjoy a beer from our tap shack and your favorite dish while relaxing to the sound of the vibrant waterfall. The new patio has room for 40. It's shaded for comfort during the day and draped with sparkling lights for the perfect mood at night. Come dine with us indoors or now outdoors in the new Mary's Pizza Shack patio. Mary's Pizza Shack, 1177 Shasta Street, downtown Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, welcome back. They just did take me out to the ball game after God Bless America, and fans still enjoying their stretch right now as the big left-hander Tom Bartow, third pitcher of the game for the Ringtails, completes his warm-up tosses. Colt 45's leading 8-1, and this broadcast brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Really looking forward to getting out to their newly redesigned outdoor area. It's going to be some fun. Not to mention that pizza. All right, 8-1, the score right now, as mentioned, and Nick Horsley will lead it off. Nick looking for his first hit of the night. As I mentioned, he's 0 for his last seven, but you know, he had hit in four straight games prior to that. You know, was really starting to show some signs of turning it around. Swung on, hit sharply towards third, but scooped up there. The long throw, it's high, but a good stretch. Did he get him? Yes, he did. Good job over at first base by Rossman. It didn't look pretty, but it's out number one. So here comes Connor McCoy. I mentioned Bull. We talked about it a little bit. Excellent career at American Christian Academy. His senior year, he had 489 for ACA.
Okay,
he had 14 doubles, 5 triples, and a homer. 45 hits. That wasn't even as good as his junior year. When he hit 603, he had more RBI as a senior, but. And as a sophomore, he had 32 runs batted in. He had 437. Crazy. High school career, his average was 502 in three seasons at ACA. He looked at some four-year schools, but ultimately going to start his college career at Shasta College. First couple of pitches away, 2-0. And there's a changeup. It was up around his eyes, and he took a whack at it, fouled it back, 2-1. Rick Pacetti handing out some 50-50 raffle money coming up here. Got lots of young fans, young and old, out here to the ballpark tonight. We expect the same tomorrow. Tonight, it's Reading Rancheria gave away some beautiful bandanas. Swung on, popped towards right, pretty high, coming in the right fielder will make the catch for out number one. So out number two, excuse me. That'll bring up Andy Bayena. Andy looking for a hit. Need to get him a hit in his last game with the Colt 45s. He popped to second in the first, struck out in the second. He's walked a couple of times, stolen a couple of bases, and scored a run last inning. Let's see if he shows bunt. The third baseman is extremely deep. And, not to be rude, but I have my doubts that Tom Bartow would be quick off the mound. He just kind of has the Bartolo Colon body, but not really the Bartolo Colon body. Swung on, flared towards right field over the first baseman's head. He reaches back and makes the catch. Well played over there by Rossman to Rob Bayena of a hit to end the seventh. So they go down in order here in the seventh. 1-2-3, and we will head to the top of the eighth. Colt 45s with that 8-1 lead. Let's see if Jacob Marquez comes back out to keep working on it. We'll find out. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Jacob Marquez's wonderful night is done. A season high for him in strikeouts. Not season high for the club, but he went seven innings, scattered six hits. The only run, a long home run hit off of him. No walks and 13 strikeouts. In fact, one guy has three of those six hits against him. That no walks, 13 strikeouts. And that ought to get some attention over there in Santa Rosa. He's earned it. And my guess is that'll be his last appearance of the summer, because I don't think he's going to pitch tomorrow. A terrific summer for Jacob Marquez. So the new pitcher to hopefully just come in and shut the door, Kyle Schroedel, coming in for the Colt 45s here in the top of the eighth. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Colt 45s. 1-6-3 for the Reading Ringtails. Trying to get that pitch count, that final pitch count for Jacob. The leadoff hitter here in the eighth will be their leadoff hitter, Lane Thacker. Great crowd tonight. They've really stuck around. A few might have left. Maybe they'll be back tomorrow. Lots of kids out. It's a Friday night. The season ends on a Saturday night tomorrow. All right, so here's the first pitch from the big right-hander out of UPrep. It's over for a strike. Kyle has done a little bit of everything for this ball club. His brother, of course, also a pitcher. He's caught, played outfield, played second. Pitched, obviously. This is his 12th game. This one's popped up towards right. Long way coming, but making the catch. Out in right field for the Colt 45s is Casey Buchanan, out number one. That'll bring up Chase Rossman, who's 0 for 3. I mentioned Kyle. A dozen games. He started four of them. 30 and two-thirds innings. He has a 2-1 record and an 8.51 ERA. A little deceptive, but he's been hit by the long ball, 5 homers in 30 innings. He's also hit 8 batters. But when Kyle's on, he has a nice repertoire of pitches. He obviously has the pitcher's physique. About 6'3", 215 out of UPrep and now at Crown College with his brother. When working from the windup, he holds the glove in front of his face as he gets the sign. Now, big leg kick, curveball outside, a little bit up. Ooh, my, 1-1. Rossman, left-handed batter. Kessel, who's been a one-man hit machine tonight for the Ringtails. I don't mean literally. They do have a couple of other hits, but he's 3 for 3 with 2 doubles and a homer. So you just soon see him with nobody on. The way he's seeing it tonight. Rossman awaits the pitch from Kyle Schroedel. Swung on. Bloop left side, foul territory. Duarte going back. It's in play, and he got it for out number two. In foul territory. That'll bring up Kessel with the bases empty. He doubled in the first. Doubled and went to third on a wild pitch, and the fourth was stranded there. Took matters into his own hands with one out in the sixth. He hit a long, no doubt about it, home run. And he's Coach Kessel, graduate assistant coach at Simpson. And here's the first pitch to him from Kyle. Here's a breaking ball. How about that for some respect, huh? Curveball away, 0-1. He might not throw him a fastball. He's kind of chewed those up. Marquez threw 97 pitches, I believe, that we'll try to get an accurate count, but 72 for strikes, if that number is correct. That one fouled off. So that's pretty darn good. Under 100 pitches. And there may be just a couple of pitches beyond. They may not have changed his name. Nope, that should be right. 72 strikes, 25 balls through 7 innings. Here's the 0-2. Tweet holds it there. But he doesn't get the call. Hey. And here comes the 1-2, bounce towards short, charging. Kodama fields and throws. He gets him by a couple of steps for out number three. So this inning, well done by Kyle Schroeder. Gets him 1-2-3 in the eighth. We'll go to the bottom half. Colt 45 with an 8-1 lead. This game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
There we go to the bottom of the eighth. We have another new portly pitcher, Tommy Sipes, and he's a veteran. He's been around. A lot of folks here know Tommy. He sports that thick red beard. He knows how to pitch. Tommy from... went to, I believe, West Valley High School in the day. And so they brought Tommy in to bolster this bullpen here over the weekend series. Pretty sure Tommy did not pitch in the previous matchups this year. Checking those stats. Well, Tommy did pitch in the one game, two-thirds of an inning. Six hits, six runs, three earned. He threw strikes. You only watch one guy, but Colt 45's got to him. Julian Kodama now comes to the plate. Julian had a hit in the second. He reached on an error and scored in the first. Singled in the second, was stranded on base. Popped up to the shortstop in the fourth. Then a sac fly RBI to the opposite field in the sixth inning. So he's had a good night, 1-for-3. Change up outside corner called for a strike, 1-1 now. Peyton Edwards on deck and Tanner Tweet in the hole. Sipes, big left-hander. Not tall, pretty big. Nice leg kick, good breaking ball away. 3-1 the count. The lefty gets Kodama to swing at a changeup and miss it. Yep. Tommy's been around. As you mentioned, a lot of folks might remember him. This is another changeup swung on and missed. Julian, instead of trying to go the other way, he was thinking about pulling it. And Sipes pulled the string. That's why they call it that. Breaking ball, he pulled the string. Gotcha. Strikeout number one for Sipes. And Peyton Edwards to the plate looking for a hit. He has scored a couple of runs. He walked in the first, popped out to second, flew out to the right in the fifth. He's hit with a pitch in the sixth and eventually scored. First pitch to him, he's got quite a repertoire of off-speeds. That pitch is over for a strike. 0-1 in the count. Peyton takes a breaking ball up, 1-1. This is where the guys, you just got to wait on hoping that he'll hang one of those. And otherwise, just protect the dish and don't get greedy. Swung on, just missed it, popped it up. High fly, third baseman will make the catch and fair territory for out number two. Tanner Tweet now to the plate. And Tanner singled in a run in the first. He flew to center field twice and doubled in a run in the sixth. We call that two for four with two RBI. Takes a deep breath, exhales before he steps in the box, as per the normal for him. That's part of his repertoire. Oh, boy, big swing and miss. I think they're doing the lose your shoes thing with the kids between innings, and I think Tanner just about lost his shoes on the swing there. Well, you can do that. Will you keep doing it? I guess that's the question. Here's the 0-1. Yeah, he tried to yank another one, 0-2. A little bingo would be good here. That's what they say. Get a little hit going. Although we know people dig the long ball, and Tanner can hit him. Let's see if he shortens it up now with 0-2. Because he's going to see another breaking ball, I'm betting. I'm not a betting man, but Sipes throws him. Swung on, goes with the pitch, bounces it up the middle, base hit. Well done, Tanner Tweed. He protected the play, did what he needed to do, and a two-out single for the Colt 45s gives Daniel Duarte another chance to hit. Daniel flew out his first two times up, then doubled and scored in the fifth and singled in a run in the sixth. So two for four tonight. And that's getting his batting average up in a hurry. Daniel now up to 297, so he can get over 300 in the next at-bat in the game. I'm assuming he'll play tomorrow. Here's the first pitch. Oh, my, another big swing on the first pitch. Like Tweet, just way out in front. Sipes knows how to pitch. You just have to match wits. So he does throw strikes. So you either get a mistake, or you wait till you got to do that. Swung on. Will it be fair? If it is, it's gone. Out of here. Daniel Duarte delivers. Duarte's second home run with the Colt 45s. Give him 10 runs batted in now. On the season, Tweet scores in front of him. Duarte did the same thing. He waited on a mistake, and he got it. I mean, he roped it. And if it had been just a little bit later, he'd have hit a Safeway truck, because one just passed by in the eastbound lane. So it's 10-1, Colt 45s, and Ryan Bolt to the plate. He's 3 for 4. He's reached every time. 3 singles and reached on an error his last time up. Change up, hardly hit, but on the ground to short. Scooped up there and the throw to first. He got him for out number 3. So the Colt 45s get some insurance. The fans who stuck around get a thriller, a 2-run homer by Duarte. Nobody left on base. We will head to the top of the ninth. Time to finish the job. Colt 45's leading 10-1 in this broadcast brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Kyle Schroedt looking to finish it up for the Colt 45s. You would not earn a save, but it certainly would be will be a job well done. He had a good inning last inning, 1-2-3, after Jacob Marquez pitched seven strong innings. He gave up a home run and just six hits. But a terrific job for Jacob. So now you just want to try to finish it up. Daniel Duarte really woke up the crowd with that home run. And I love it because Tanner Tweet, instead of just still swinging for the fence, he shortened up his stroke with two strikes and got on base, and that gave his friend a chance to hit again. And Duarte hit, didn't he? So the right-hander, Schrodel, we're still not sure who's going to start tomorrow. It could be pretty much everybody's available. If Velarde, I think he is probably shut it down. If Kronowski's feeling well, he would definitely be the guy they would go with. So we'll have to see. First pitch to the leadoff hitter, Jordan Taylor, is a ball. Before tonight and last night, the first five games between these teams, Taylor was just thumping on the Colt 45s, but they seem to have figured him out the last couple of days. Check swing on a fastball up, 2-0. Kyle falling behind here. 10-12-0 for the Colt 45s. 1-6-3 for the Ringtails. Fouled back out of play. Reading Rancheria night, so we had a terrific crowd. Also, athletes don't vape night. And just a fun night at the ballpark. We only get to do this one more time this year. 2-1. Change up, just a little low, 3-1. Kyle knows he just needs to throw strikes. It wasn't a particularly long inning. He's walked 21 guys in 30 and two-thirds innings. No walk here. Swung on the line into right field for a base hit right in front of Buchanan. It was well hit. Taylor single. And Chuck Matthey to the plate. Matthey had a soft liner to second his last time up. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Struck out. Bounced to the pitcher. And the soft liner to the second baseman in the sixth. All three of those at-bats against Jacob Marquez, his first look at Kyle Schrodel. Runner at first. Kyle should not give much attention to that guy over there. Big leg kick going right at the hitter. Popped up right side. Should be playable, but Tweet having to go over his shoulder. Can't get to it. I might have been a little ahead of myself saying it should be playable. Could be might have been a better word. It was a good try. Just couldn't quite get to it. And he was definitely having to reach over the shoulder and make a football, a wide receiver catch. So an 0-1 count on Matthew, the right-handed batter. They figured him out, too, tonight after he's kind of hit the Colt 45s pretty well. He had a couple of hits last night, as mentioned, too. Here comes the 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. Kyle's fastball is a good one, but a little bit away. 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Kyle Schrodel. There's a changeup. Fly to right. Buchanan back a couple of steps. He'll make the catch for out number two, out number one. David Miller now up. Miller, the DH, using that, as I mentioned, brand spanking new bat, it looks like. Now look at it. He's got quite a bit of pine tar on it. He hit a single in the seventh. Went the other way with it. That pitch is over for a strike. Schrodel giving up just the one hit in an inning and a third here. That man is at first. Fastball, good one. Again, a little bit low. 1-1 to count. I'd say two-thirds of the crowd stuck it out tonight. Loved that. The game's moved along fairly quickly. It hasn't been that long tonight. It's just 9:39. Here's the 1-1. That one's over for a strike, 1-2. Well, this would be something. Downey due up next. He and Kyle played together at University Prep. Here's the 1-2. Just missed away, 2-2. Don't get too cute with him. As mentioned, Miller 1-for-3 tonight. That one hit in the seventh. Takes that one for a ball. It's now full. He watched a called third strike in the second, grounded to third to end the fourth, and that single to lead off the seventh, but he was stranded at first. Miller with that open stance. Chokes up just a little bit here. Looking to protect the plate. Big hole on the right side. Fastball inside. Corner called strike three. Miller slams the bat down. He knew it as he watched it go by. Nice pitch from Kyle. And with two outs, it's Panther versus Panther. And he looks out to the mound. Downey looks out. He's trying to make eye contact, I think, with Kyle. You know this is a fun matchup for them. You're not getting anything good. That's probably what Kyle's thinking. He shakes off the first pitch. He's thought about this at bat, hasn't he? Big kick. Extra big kick. Oh, yeah. Fastball. Swung on and missed. That was mano a mano. Downey looked out there at him. Kyle just said, hit my fastball, buddy. 0-1, two outs, one on. Top nine, Colt 45's leading it 10-1. Here comes that 0-1 pitch. That one's a little, oh, it was on the inside corner. 0-2. Kyle just showing him the curve, the fastball. Good heat on both those. I think his leg kick may be about a couple of inches higher than normal. Fans are up for it now. Here comes that 0-2. Big leg kick again. Called strike three. Ball game. Colt 45's hang a W. It's 10-1 over the Ringtails. The called third strike. Two strikeouts to end it. The Colt 45's win it. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. One run, 7 hits, 3 errors. For the Reading Ringtails, the winning pitcher tonight, Jacob Marquez. What a terrific win for Jacob. The little right-hander improves to 5-5 on the season. We'll be back to recap and look ahead to tomorrow's season finale in just a moment. You're listening to Summer Collegiate Baseball, brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, an excellent crowd tonight was treated to a terrific night for the Colt 45s, winning it 10-1. This game brought to you by our friends at Mary's Pizza Shack. They took on the Ringtails again, beat them, as I said, 10-1. Terrific start for Jacob Marquez. He had a season-high 13 strikeouts, did not walk a batter. The only blemish in terms of runs was a solo home run against him by the coach, Kessel, their catcher, who had two doubles and a homer. Let's take a look at other baseball scores. We've kind of overlooked them a little bit for you tonight. Good news for fans of the River Cats in Sacramento, 4-3 winners at Round Rock in Texas, so they beat the Express 4-3. It was Franco over Bostic. Rogers got the save there. Major League Baseball, one game still going on, bottom eight at Chavez Ravine. The Padres got a three spot in the sixth. They're up 5-2 over the Dodgers, but Bellinger got his 100th career home run. Well, you don't. It's pretty early in his career. He's having a great start to his career. That's in the bottom of the eighth. Earlier, the Cubs beat the Brewers 6-2. Quintana over Davies. Baez had a homer in there. Hayward a homer. Braun a solo homer for Milwaukee. White Sox edge the Phillies 4-3. Osich over Quinn. That was in 15 innings. Velasquez, a couple of great defensive plays. And Abreu got the go-ahead RBI single. The Pirates beat the Mets 8-4. That one's a final. Williams over Mats. Marte, a big three-run smash there for the Pirates. Elsewhere, it was the Yankees beating the Red Sox 4-2. Torres had a grand slam in the first, and that was it. Everybody scored in the first. Boston got two. Yankees got four, and they all held up. Paxton over Rodriguez. And Chapman got his 28th save. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 5-2. It was Kingham over Brooks. Law the save. Drury had a solo homer. Gavis had a solo homer. Davis a two-run homer in that contest. Indians beat the Angels 7-3 in Cleveland. Clevinger over Cole. Clevinger had eight strikeouts, and Puig drove in a couple of runs. Mike Trout got his 36th. Reds beat the Braves 5-2. Votto, a two-run homer for the Reds. Wood struck out five against his old team. Iglesias earns the save. Wood got the win over Gossman. It was the Rangers edging the Tigers 5-4. Lynn over Alexander. Leclerc gets his sixth save. That was Lynn's 14th win. He's 14-6. Astros beat the Mariners 10-2. Boy, their rotation's going to be something else now. Miley gets his 10th win over Kikuchi. They've spotted him three runs in the second, and he just threw up some goose eggs. Again, 10-2, the final there. Six home runs in the game for the Astros. A home run, five ribbies from Nelly Cruz. 11-9, the final there. It was May over Lovelady. Romo got his 18th save. Rockies edged the Giants 5-4. San Francisco trailed 2-0. They started getting back in it, fourth and fifth. They got one and then three in the fifth, but ran into trouble in the sixth. And in the seventh, Desmond's go-ahead double proved to be the difference. McMahon also hit a two-run homer. And how about Yastrzemski, a 472-foot two-run home run. It's Diaz over Maranta. Boy, Maranta throws hard. Oberg got the save. And the Nationals shut out the Diamondbacks 3-0 in Arizona. Ross over Young. Doolittle gets his 24th save. Soto, an Oppo home run. And Young got his first major league hit. And that should have you all up to date. A's did not play today on Friday. Well, that should bring you up to date on the rest of the major league scores. the final here. Of course, the Colt 45's got three runs, bottom of the first, RBI singles by Tanner Tweet. Bolf and Buchanan, the two new guys in the lineup. Those held up as Marquez threw nothing but goose eggs at them. They added a couple more runs in the fifth. Three straight two-out hits. Duarte doubled, and then Bolf and Buchanan knocked in runs with singles. Same thing they did back in that first inning. The Colt 45s added three more in the sixth inning. RBI double by Tweet. RBI single by Duarte. And an RBI, well, and that, yeah, that pretty much, and a sac fly by Julian Kodama. And in the seventh, they went down 1-2-3. But in the eighth, Daniel Duarte, with a little help from his friend Tanner Tweet, who worked a base hit up the middle with two outs to give Duarte another at-bat. That two-run homer closed it out. The only run scored was Wilson Kessel. Tip of the cap to the coach, the graduate assistant at Simpson. He's been around. He was 3-for-4 tonight. Two doubles and that solo homer in the top of the sixth off of Marquez. They got nothing else off Marquez or Kyle Schroeder, who finished up the job. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors. 8 left on base for the Colt 45s. 1 run, 7 hits, 3 errors. 6 left on base for the Reading Ringtails. Marquez improves his season best, his Colt 45's best win column to 5. He's 5-5 on the season. He will lead this team in victories this summer, so a job well done for him, the Colt 45's, a game over 500 now, 23-22, and they can finish it off with a sweep tomorrow because these two teams will do it again. Tomorrow night, expect one of the best crowds of the year. There'll be lots of giveaways and so on, discounts and more, as it's Fan Appreciation Night tomorrow at Tiger Field. Come early and enjoy yourself at the ballpark. Great night to bring out the family and enjoy some summer collegiate wood bat baseball just one more time. The gates open at 6:30 tomorrow. The game is set to begin at 6:15. Our broadcast, if you can't make it out, or if you just want to listen while you're here on the app, you can listen on your web browser on your phone to KCNR or to the Colt 45's homepage. There's a link to the broadcast all on there. Regardless, our broadcast will come your way starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and looking forward to bringing you one more time around the bases with a Colt 45. I'd like to thank my producer, Jared King, for another job well done tonight. And wherever you are in baseball land, thank you for joining us tonight on this game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Well, we'll do it again one more time tomorrow night. For now, I'm Brent Weber saying so long with a W from Tiger Field.
Stephanie Whittles Wax, author and co-founder of the Lemonada Podcast Network, for my new podcast, Last Day. We will confront massive epidemics with humanity, wit, and a quest for progress. First up, the opioid crisis. Listen and subscribe to Last Day wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, every Friday at this time, we do something wonderful and fun. We educate you about the sorts of children's literature that are available for your kids, and we analyze them for proper woke messaging. We like to call this segment Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime. Today, on Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime, this is a book written by Teresa Thorne, illustrated by Noah Grigny. It Feels Good to Be Yourself. A book about gender identity. Oh, yeah. Get ready. Mario Lopez, close your ears. This is Ruthie. Ruthie's standing in front of a bus. She's a transgender girl. That means when she was born, everyone thought she was a boy. Until she grew a little older, old enough to tell everyone that she's actually a girl. Girl is Ruthie's gender identity. See, everybody in the world was wrong. The doctors, the nurses, the parents, the friends, the uncles, biology, facts, they were all wrong. Because Ruthie got old enough to say that Ruthie was a girl. even though girl doesn't have an actual definition, because we can't use the biological definition. So girl is a group of stereotypes, but those stereotypes are bad, according to feminists, because they are completely delinked from biology, but they are also important because you are the stereotypes that shouldn't exist in the first place. You with me? You with me? No? Bueller? This is Ruthie's brother Xavier. Xavier is a cisgender boy. That means when Xavier was born, everyone thought he was a boy. And as he grew older, it turned out everyone was right. He is a boy. Boy is Xavier's gender identity. Now, how did he know that he was a boy? He knew it in his heart. That's the important things, guys. There are so many different ways to be a boy or a girl, too many to fit in a book. Now, it's true, there are a lot of ways to be a boy or a girl, but those are the only two categories, okay? You don't get to, like, just flip them. That's not, but not everyone feels like either a boy or a girl. You ready? Non-binary is a helpful way to describe a kid who doesn't feel exactly like a boy, or this is meant for small children, who doesn't feel exactly like a boy or a girl. What is a boy? Still don't know, because we can't use the biological definition. What is a girl? Still don't know, can't use the biological definition. So you may as well say non-binary is a helpful word that can describe a kid who doesn't feel exactly like a bleh or a heh. Because these words have no meaning anymore. They've removed all meaning from the words. This is Ruthie's friend, Alex. Alex is both a boy and a girl. Didn't see that one coming, did you? When Alex was born, everyone thought Alex was a girl, but Alex is actually both a boy and a girl, and also a squirrel. This is Alex's gender identity. This is Alex's friend, JJ. I love that this book is so politically correct, that everybody has a different race, and it's like it's really woke brigade. It's like very nice. JJ is in a wheelchair. Like, we have to make sure that everyone is represented here. JJ is neither a boy nor a girl. Ever since JJ was very little, they never felt exactly like a boy or a girl. They just felt like themselves. Unless they have multiple personalities, we should be using a singular here because we speak the language of English. This is JJ's gender identity. Alex and JJ are both non-binary. Just like there are many different ways to be a boy or a girl, there are many different ways to be non-binary. Too many to fit in a book. So in other words, we have now created terms that you can't even apply properly because the categories are too broad to be specific in any possible way. So non-binary doesn't mean anything, boy doesn't mean anything, girl doesn't mean anything. Maybe we should just call you by your name, like a normal human being. Some kids don't feel exactly like a boy or a girl. They feel like neither. Some kids feel that their gender identity isn't always the same. It's often changing. So your gender identity changes all the time, but also it is perfectly set and biologically embedded. And if you question anybody about their gender identity, this is because you are a bigot targeting their immutable characteristics that are mutable on a daily basis and can switch from hour to hour because they are both fluid, mutable, and immutable. You with me? You got... No? Bueller? And even with all these possible ways to be, some kids don't feel any of the words they know fit them exactly right. There are a never-ending number of ways to be yourself in the world, and a never-ending number of pronouns to annoy other people with. Would you feel like a boy, a girl, both, neither? Or if you describe yourself another way, that is your gender identity. Your gender identity might match what people thought you were when you were born. Or it might not. Wow. This book, how old is this meant for? Sometimes they actually label these books to say, like, what ages they're recommended for. This one, I don't believe, has that label, but it's pretty obvious that this is meant for kids who are maybe 5 or 6, maybe, at the upper end. See, when you were born, you couldn't tell people who you were or how you felt. They looked at you and made a guess. Maybe they got it right. Maybe they got it wrong. They got it right, guys. I mean, hate to break it to you, they got it right. When a baby's body looks like what they're when they're born can be a clue to what their baby's gender will be, but not always. Not always. Baby might be a rhino. You don't know. Could be an attack helicopter. No clue. When people guess wrong, it's okay to let them know. Ruthie was 5 when she told her parents, and her parents, like idiots, respected what Ruthie had to say because Ruthie is a 5-year-old, and you should never listen to your 5-year-olds because if you do, they will be fat, they will be bloated, and they will probably be dead because 5-year-olds don't know anything because they're dumb. They're kids. I know you think I'm a boy, but really I feel like a girl. And really I feel like I'm the parent. Now that's the thing. I really sort of feel like I'm the parent and I know these things better than you because you haven't hit puberty. You don't know what your body's going to become. You don't know anything about what it means to be a...
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffith. North Korea does it again.
North Korea says its leader Kim Jong-un supervised another test firing of a new multiple rocket launcher system that could potentially enhance the country's ability to strike targets in South Korea and U.S. military bases there. It comes a day after North Korea fired projectiles twice into the sea off its eastern coast.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Court battles continue to confront immigration enforcement efforts by the Trump administration.
A D.C. federal judge has decided against a Trump administration rule from last November that immigrants seeking U.S. asylum come through designated ports of entry. Siding with 19 claimants who filed suit after the rule went into effect, the judge found that the new rules are contrary to laws from 1952 and 1996. A San Francisco U.S. District judge had made a similar decision in a case that's now on appeal before the Ninth Circuit. Separately, more than 40 state and local prosecutors are challenging Attorney General William Barr's move to adjudicate deportations for immigrants who have records of criminal convictions. George Bonzani reporting.
President Donald Trump says he thinks that the confirmation process for his nominee for Director of National Intelligence would have been a long, hard slog. The president told reporters Friday before leaving Washington that John Ratcliffe is an outstanding man and said that he was treated unfairly by the press. The president says he'll be reviewing three other candidates this weekend to succeed Dan Coats, who resigned last week. And the president of Puerto Rico's Senate has criticized departing Governor Ricardo Rossello for naming former congressional representative Pedro Pierluisi as the next governor and seems to be hinting that he will fight the succession plan. Senate President Thomas Rivera Schatz is also a member of Rossello's own party, but is also seen as a possible future governor. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Oh, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Lindsey Graham is facing resistance from Democrats as he tries to reduce the number of children being separated from their parents at the border.
Democrats and many in the media have launched relentless attacks blaming President Trump when children are detained in separate facilities from their parents after the family crosses into the country illegally. As head of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Graham has advanced a bill to increase the number of days a family can be held together from 20 to 100. It would largely defang the attacks on the president. Republicans barely advanced it out of the Judiciary Committee this week, with Democrats vowing it will not pass muster before the full Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
News of an alleged Amazon theft ring involving contract delivery drivers is unlikely to make a dent in the online shopping giant's massive business, but it may make people more wary of letting deliveries into their house when they aren't there. An innocent project from both Amazon and Walmart. News and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. trade deficit falls slightly in June, as does the deficit with China. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen to explain.
The gap between the goods and services the U.S. buys and what it sells abroad fell to $55 billion in June, a drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 2% on declines in shipments of autos, computers, crude oil, and consumer products. Imports fell just under 2%. On declines in crude oil and petroleum products. The trade deficit with China, the target of President Trump's tariffs, fell 7.5% to $30 billion. Mike Hempen, Washington.
San Francisco International Airport is banning the sale of single-use plastic water bottles. The unprecedented move at one of the major airports in the country will take effect on August 20. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Is that so? Well, 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 that's a fine kettle of fish. I think today we're going to have to play the Obamaphone musical montage. What do you think about that?
Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?
Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy? Well, it's Friday. Summertime is here. Traffic was light, but the world is still mad. And we know who's making it that way, don't we? Yes, we do. Good Friday to you and welcome. We're at 888-630-9625. The president last night, big rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hilarious. A combination of a Las Vegas show combined with a political rally. And I guess the Democrats, they didn't get anything. I mean, the news media, they didn't get anything to attack the president for. They didn't chant send her back or anything that the news media could call racist. What are they calling racist today? They got to be calling something racist. It's a day of the week, and they're Democrats. Don't forget to send your check to Planned Parenthood because while everybody else is being racist, they're quietly exterminating 40% of the black population in America. Definitely vote for them because you know who they are. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, it is, it was hot. Now, I went on very briefly last night, the Tucker Carlson show. The president was on stage during most of the Tucker Carlson show. I was able to get in just for a couple of minutes at the very end and a couple of things. But it did give me an opportunity when I was driving down there to listen to President Trump's speech. And then I had to go up in the elevator from the garage and everything. But then watch the speech at the Fox News headquarters here in Washington, D.C., the Fox News Bureau. And the guy just puts on a show, and not only is he put on a show, and it's fun, you know, provided you're not crazy with hate for Donald Trump. It's fun, and it's funny, and everybody in the crowd's having a great time. It's unlike any political rallies we've seen in modern times, because everybody goes laughing and smiling and having a good time, knowing there are going to be a lot of jokes told and a lot of laugh lines, and the president knows he rolls out the laugh lines, and he's not on prompter, he's rolling. And he's having an amazing time himself. And last night he was clobbering the Democrats in San Francisco, the Democrats in Baltimore. You know, most Republicans would run for cover, of course, after the episode he had with Congressman Elijah Cummings from Baltimore. Most Republicans would just, because the news media comes after you like a pack of jackals seeking to slake their thirst on your blood. And President Trump says, oh, look, they're coming after me. This is fun. And he slaps him around, and he had a great time last night talking about it. It's a terrible subject, of course, but it's worth drawing attention to. And the Democrats, of course, don't want to talk about it. You bring up the abomination that has been inflicted upon the good people of Baltimore by the likes of Elijah Cummings and the Democrat mayors and Democrat city councils and the Democrat state reps and the Democrat U.S. reps and all this stuff. You bring it up, and they go so crazy that they're just screaming, racism, racism, because you want to talk about crime so you can start to do something about it. And they want to shut down the conversation. But the president last night went after him and pointing out some fun, true, well, unfun, true facts, but facts that the news media are never going to tell you if the president doesn't drag these facts out into the public square. That the homicide rate in Baltimore is a nightmare, and it's inexcusable. It's unpardonable. The president, of course, saying that the homicide rate in Baltimore is higher than it is in El Salvador, in Honduras, in Guatemala. And then the president, playing with the crowd, back and forth with the crowd, said, somebody give me another country. Somebody in the crowd yelled, Afghanistan. And he said, yeah, I'll bet that the homicide rate in Baltimore is higher than Afghanistan. And I said, if that's not right, there'll be headlines tomorrow. Trump exaggerates. Well, there are no headlines today saying that Trump exaggerated. And I have the audio. I have the Baltimore Sun wrote about the president. They're very upset. They're very uses city as punchline in Ohio campaign rally. We'll get into that because it's really the Democrats should be ashamed. We know that they're incapable of shame. They use every trick in the book to try to avoid talking about it. In fact, today the president forced the Washington Post to write and then publish a piece in their little Democrat Party rag. And it's on the front page above the fold, this story, about how the plan to fix Baltimore after Freddie Gray, remember the heroin dealer they've now named a youth center after, he's the neighborhood heroin dealer they named the youth center after him because these are their heroes. And did you see the Democrats on the stage the other night were still using Michael Brown as a victim? And I mean, it's been honestly, the facts do not dissuade or deter these people. The Eric Holder Justice Department, Barack Obama, went and they found that it was Michael Brown was not the hero. He was not the victim. He was not the martyr. He was the criminal who attacked the police officer in his car after committing a strong-arm robbery at a little grocery store and roughing up strong-arm robbery, a little immigrant fellow about which the Democrats could care less. And then he attacks a police officer in his car, blood inside the car, and this whole hands up, don't shoot thing is a lie. But the Democrats are still citing it on stage. And then does the news media, do they fact check this stuff with Michael Brown is still a martyr? No, they don't. And the Freddie Gray thing, the Washington Post story. So, well, we were going to fix it after Freddie Gray. And Barack Obama created a panel, and he asked the cabinet to weigh in. Oh, but the effort has fizzled. That's the word that the Washington Post used. Fizzled. The effort has fizzled. And then everybody just went back to business as usual. And this is how they fake everybody out year after year, decade after decade. They pretend they're going to do something. It's a big lie. They create a phony blue ribbon commission or something. Barack Obama, there's a picture taken where he has a stern look on his face and he's rubbing his chin. And there are cabinet members there. See, he's doing something about it. And then 3 years later, when nobody's looking, there's a little blurb in the Washington Post that says the effort fizzled. And then they move on. And the murder rate stays the same, the incarceration rate, the dropout rate, the illiteracy rate, the failure in math rate, the drug addiction rate, the homeless rate, the empty home rate. Everything stays the same. And the Democrats faked everybody out again. And that includes the news media. And that's how 10 years later, nothing has happened. 20 years later, nothing has happened. I played the audio yesterday of Elijah Cummings himself in 1999, which is 20 years ago, for those who are following along. 20 years ago, talking about the drug-infested streets of Baltimore. And 20 years later, what happened? He fixed the problem. You know how he fixed it? He stopped talking about it. That's how you fix the problem if you're a Democrat. You stop talking about it. And then you're okay, because the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post and the New York Times are not going to assail you, because it would be racist to call you out in their own twisted, tortured, pathetic, guilty white minds. So they just stop talking about it. And you wonder how nothing happens with securing our border? We've been watching it in real time. The Democrats oppose anything reasonable constantly. They oppose fixing Baltimore. They oppose fixing our border. They oppose fixing the economy. You know, the Trump administration, not only the judicial reform, not only the lowest African-American unemployment rate in the history of the country, but these enterprise zones, these enterprise zones are huge. They're gigantic. Been talking about Jack Kemp originally came up with the idea during the Reagan administration. The Democrats fought against it, fought against it, fought against it, because they don't want prosperity in African-American communities and urban pockets, because those are reliable votes for them. And if they're prosperous and paying taxes, then they're going to say, why am I telling you, like Cardi B, why, where am I 40%? I want receipts. You only get two pairs of underwears. And if you fix the problem, then you know, people are likely to start voting Republican, because they're going to be enjoying their slice of the American dream, their piece of the pie. But the Democrats want to make sure that doesn't happen. And how is it that we've been talking about securing the border since Reagan also? And how is it that we're still in this pickle, in this dilemma? The answer is right before us every day. Nancy Pelosi's on vacation in Africa with Ilhan Omar, who is now pretending she's from Ghana, because, you know, everybody from Africa is the same, which is racist. She's from entirely the other side of the continent. But it's like, oh, I'm home again. Really? Is that right? Like me going to Australia, I'm home again? I don't think so. Okay, different continent. But me going to Canada or any place else? No, I don't think so. But they change the subject. They call everybody the most horrible names in the book. It's been going on for 40 years and more. And then you look back years later and you say, well, how is it that nothing got done? Well, the answer is that a corrupt media, the corrupt Washington Post, the corrupt Baltimore Sun, the corrupt CNN, the corrupt and they're Democrats in every institution. These are Democrat owned and operated institutions. And they sweep it under the rug. That's how it happens. That's how 10 years go by, 20 years go by, and nothing has happened. That happens one phony news story at a time, one phony political promise at a time, one fake blue ribbon commission at a time. And then they, oh, we're, so look, they're taking action. It's like Obama. It's the same thing with Obama on Russian meddling in 2016. You say Obama didn't do anything, and the news media angrily shouts at you with gritted teeth and furrowed brow, pounding the desk. He did too. He talked to Putin at the G20 summit, and he told him, what did he tell him, Michael? Cut it out. He said cut it out. So the news media says, see, he told him to cut it out. And then, you know, he didn't cut it out. But that's it. You know, then the news media says, well, Obama told him to cut it out. There you go. That's it. And that's how nothing happens over and over again. You see that? What is it? I have this outrageous story. Some ridiculous number. First of all, we went to Campus Reform today, a great website run by the Leadership Institute. Campus Reform does great work about the insanity on college campuses and high schools and other school campuses. It's just campus, not college campus reform. It's all campuses. And we went to go to their website today, and we were blocked. We were blocked, and they told us it was dangerous to go there. And I'm not sure, what was it? Was it the Google? Who was it that's doing the blocking? Some lefties are, because it's like a sane, rational website that points to the absurd and calls it out. And so the left wants to stamp that out. They want to make it scary to go there because you might find the truth there. The truth about whom, you might ask? The truth about the left, of course. But they've got an amazing story. We did find our way. We had to engage in a workaround. But the people at Campus Reform, it's a great story, found that college campuses, you won't believe the number of college students that believe. Who was the greatest president in history? Greatest president in history. I've got the story. It's coming up. A young Kennedy woman, died at the big famous compound in Hyannisport in Massachusetts on Cape Cod. Ted Kennedy, that's part of the Ted Kennedy Chappaquiddick story, among other things. But her name is Saoirse Kennedy, 22 years old. lovely young woman, all the advantages, apparently suffered from depression, attempted suicide once before as a teenager, I guess, but 22 years old now, and died of a drug overdose. Her body found at the Hyannisport compound. They like to call them multiple houses on the compound. 22 years old, the granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy, who was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan because he was angry about the Palestinian-Israel situation, just like the Democrats are now. See, the Democrats are on Sirhan's side. They didn't shoot Bobby Kennedy, but Sirhan did over the same thing. And now the Democrats are basically on Sirhan's side. Also, it reminds me of another question that I brought up that I haven't seen the Washington Post address yet either, and that is, are the Democrats today closer on the political spectrum to John F. Kennedy or to Lee Harvey Oswald? Now, that sounds like a prank question, but it's not actually a prank question. It's a legitimate question. Is the Democrat Party today closer on the political spectrum to John F. Kennedy, who was anti-communist, tax cutter, pro-American, flag-waving, rah-rah American, who had some issues, but that said, before he was shot to death by a communist, a Soviet-loving communist. Perfectly legitimate question. I've got Michelle Obama news today. R. Kelly. Why anybody cares about R. Kelly? But it's this morning, at least, unless there's been an update. Pretty funny. Deadly flu outbreak at our border. That's okay. CNN going after Marianne Williamson. They want to do her in, but good. Apparently, a memo went to CNN, time to take out Marianne Williamson, and she's noticing it, too, among other fun things. But we hear this survey off of college campuses on the greatest president in history.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
It's a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife, who was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. They ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they're honored to come together with others to meet the needs now, just as others did for his family then. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. It's not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And as Dennis found out, it just works. So if you do join Medishare, not only will you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you'll know where your money is going. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-40-BIBLE. 855-40-BIBLE. That's 855-40-BIBLE.
At ACE, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like ACE, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Are in a, I think they're in a tizzy. I don't think Republicans can be in a tizzy, but I think Democrats can be in a tizzy, and I think they are in a tizzy. They're beginning to tizzy as a verb anyway, because they're looking at their candidates and their debates, and there are still a few semi-rational people out there who recognize that the party's gone crazy. And that when they go up on stage and say the kinds of things that they've been saying to try to out-crazy each other, that that's not going to go over very well with the American people. They've got people like Paul Begala. You know this Paul Begala guy? He's a Clintonista and therefore a CNN guy. He is, CNN is a Clinton-Obama network, Democrat Party network. And Begala was on with Jake Tapper? I think he's on with Jake Tapper. And he was talking about, is it Kamala now? Because they keep changing the pronunciation. It's another moving goalpost thing. That's a Saul Alinsky technique. Just keep changing everything, the parameters of everything, including the pronunciation of her name. It's Kamala or Kamala or, well, you know, the halls of Shambhala or something. And Kamala, he says, should have Paul Begala, he said, Kamala on Begala, Begala on Kamala, saying that she should have said to Tulsi Gabbard that, hey, I was a prosecutor, I locked people up, but she didn't say that. They cower and, oh, I'm sorry, there are laws. We'll eliminate laws when I'm president. There will be no laws. There will be no borders. We won't enforce anything. It will be like the purge, but for 4 years. You can just do anything you want instead of one day. That's a movie where for one day you can kill anybody you want. It's Hollywood. You know, they're lefties. They're blood-drenched. They love death more than we love life. But Paul Begala said, I believe many of these candidates seeking to win the nomination are setting themselves up to lose the presidency to Donald Trump. And Jake Tapper said, by running so far to the left? And Begala said, yes. All right. Well, see, so not every one of them is completely crazy. Now, they just want to hew as close to the center as they can to win the election. Then they'll govern. So they always run to the middle and then govern to the left because they lie about everything. They lie all the time. By the way, one truth today, and President Trump, great President Trump audio I'll get to shortly. President Trump touting the economy last night, and rightly so, and particularly the economy for African Americans, that'd be black people here in America, and Hispanics here in America, really, really great. And the news media doesn't want to talk about that, so they just call you racist when you say there are rats in Baltimore. There are rats in Baltimore, that's racist. Yeah, okay. There's crime in Baltimore, it shouldn't be that bad. You're a racist for bringing up that it shouldn't be that bad. Well, the new jobs numbers came out this morning just a little while ago, and I have them in front of me, the new jobs numbers. There is a new record broken. Yet another record has been broken in the Trump economy. CNN will maybe grudgingly mention it before they attack some facet of the economy that looks gloomy.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services. 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now,
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Yes. Fewer than half of students say that the U.S. is the most powerful country. This is the educational system that we've created in the United States of America. A new poll shows that about 3 in 10 American college students say that China is more powerful than the United States. The survey conducted by College Pulse collected responses from more than 27,000 college students. Altogether, 8,394 respondents, or 30%, claim that China, not the United States, is the most powerful country in the world. China was the second most selected nation in the poll, trailing only the United States. There was no country that poses a more severe counterintelligence threat to this country right now than China. Although the U.S. won the plurality of votes, it received just under half of the total. 48% of the students said that the United States was the most powerful country in the world. Now, China is big, and it's China, and they have lots of slave labor and all of that good stuff. But they, fortunately for humankind, are not at the moment the most powerful country in the world. Now, you know, the Democrats and the left, I should say, have always done the bidding of and offered assistance and help to the Soviet Union and China and the North Vietnamese communists and so on. So they're selling China on campus is what this says, that China should be feared. We should be in awe of China because we are in decline and they are ascending. And this is what they prefer, the people on the left, because we're the boogeyman, we're the bad guy all over the place. I did mention that the new jobs numbers came out today, just a little while ago, hour or so ago. And a new record has been set. The number of people employed in the United States of America hit a new record under President Donald Trump. 157,288,000 Americans were employed. That is to say, they had a job in the month of July, according to employment report released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That was up 283,000 from the 157,005,000 employed in June. The unemployment rate held steady in June at 3.7%, the same in July as it was in June. According to the employment report, the civilian non-institutional population in the United States was 259,225,000 in July. That included all people 16 years and older who did not live in an institution such as a prison, a nursing home, or the DNC headquarters. I added the DNC headquarters. Of that civilian non-institutional population, 163,351,000 were in the labor force, meaning that they either had a job or were actively seeking one during the last month. Now, these are, you know, the news media, you know what they say in response to this? Well, it started under Obama. It also stopped under Obama. It stopped at a certain point under Obama because Obama had the hobnailed boot of the state on the neck of business and industry and job creators and business owners. And President Trump relieved a lot of that pressure by lifting at least some of the weight of that hobnailed boot off of the necks of business owners, business creators, job creators, industry, and so on. Because he is on our side, and he's not such a rigid ideologue that he chooses crazy policies that hurt the country over policies that help the country and help people and lift people out of poverty.
Just say thank you, please.
Just say thank you, please. The president last night in Cincinnati, great stuff, just a ton of great stuff. And he went after, this is, and he did go after them, but the news media is always very defensive. When Obama went after people, he was just pointing things out. You know, there was no need to fact check him. Didn't really matter whether it was factual or not. They were enthusiastic about whatever it was that President Obama had to say. President Trump, on the other hand, they're much less enthusiastic, particularly when he is assailing the failures of Democrats, which should be pointed out, but generally speaking are actually covered up by the news media. Very helpful, compliant, collaborative news media, which loves to play down any positive attributes of President Trump's policies. And when I say play down, generally I mean ignore, bury. If they come up, they're attacked. And they're still living the Obama dream. This Obama thing is completely crazy. They're so obsessed with Obama. I don't even know what to say about these people. But while we're talking about Obama and how much they love Obama, before getting to President Trump, here is the survey. This is from my good friends at Campus Reform, a great website, which again, when we went to it this morning, we had some difficulties. It appeared that the website was blocked, and we did find a not too difficult workaround, but this blocking seemed to suggest that Campus Reform, a perfectly wholesome all-American website, is scary and dangerous in some way. Ooh, look out for Campus Reform. You might hear the truth, and that would ruin the whole project that the Democrats are peddling. Here's the poll. They love their colons. Students vote Obama, quote, best U.S. president in history. In history. Well, naturally. I wonder how far back they think history goes exactly. Does history predate Obama? I'm curious. A poll conducted by College Pulse collected 8,111 responses from college students around the country and asked, who is the best U.S. president in history? Obama was an attractive personality, obvious choice for a lot of folks of university age if they weren't policy geeks, the quote has it here. Of the total respondents, Obama received 22%, 1,744 votes, an 8% margin over the second-place finisher. Who's the second place? Who do you think it is? Who's second place after Barack Obama?
Lincoln.
No, Lincoln is a good guy. He's a Republican, though. The number two is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You know why? Because he threw the Japanese into internment camps, and they love that. And what else did he? Well, there was World War II. He did fight along with his pal Uncle Joe, the Stalinist, the original Stalinist. There's no bigger Stalinist than Joseph Stalin. And and FDR, he worked with Stalin, and we worked with Great Britain, too, to defeat the National Socialist German Workers' Party and their evil deeds in Europe, and, of course, Imperial Japan in the Pacific. And FDR, you know, he had his qualities. But we should never forget that he took all the he rounded up all the Japanese people in America, whether they were born here or not, and he put children in cages, and he separated families. And just because he was a racist, why, just because the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor and were, raping China and Korea and the Philippines and Indochina and everybody, just because, yeah, that's right. FDR was number two with 14% of the vote. Obama number one with 22%. FDR number two with 14%. Abraham Lincoln trailed shortly behind, also with about 14% of the vote. Obama received nearly double the number of votes, as did George Washington, who received 12%, 930 votes. Ronald Reagan received only 7%, 530 votes, while President Donald Trump received only 6%. Sure. Well, you know, Obama, he's great. Just say thank you. Thank me. Good stuff. Ronald Reagan gets 7% and Barack Obama gets 22%. You know, I can explain that. That's because of the propaganda machine that is owned and operated by the left in the United States. You know, Harvey Weinstein is a lefty. All those movies, they're peppered with lefty messages. TV, your Alec Baldwin's, your Saturday Night Live, your Trevor Noah, not that anybody watches him, and on Comedy Central and all this stuff. Although, you see, even Trevor Noah was making fun of the Democrats the other night. But they have they own the means of production when it comes to the message, to the propaganda. And we are bombarded with it constantly. Now, Barack Obama bombed more countries than any president outside of FDR. Maybe Truman, but I think maybe outside of FDR. In U.S. history, Barack Obama bombed more countries. He assassinated American presidents. He didn't assassinate American. I want to scratch that. American citizens overseas. They were all Muslims, though, so it's okay with the New York Times. And that 16-year-old, that's okay because he was a Muslim, too. And they're all okay with that. He, of course, pulled the plug on the Iraq project, allowed the spread of ISIS to dozens of countries, which led to genocides and led to the greatest refugee flow. When I say greatest, I mean largest refugee flow in the history of humankind. More than 65 million refugees wandering the planet on Barack Obama's watch. He bombed Libya for 8 months when he said it would take days and not weeks, and left a failed state in his wake with millions flowing out of Sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa, the Middle East, into Europe on logs and barrels and things, and which led to a wave of radical Islamic terrorism there and all that stuff. And his economy is not nearly as good as Trump's. He didn't do as much for African Americans as Trump has in 2.5 years with criminal justice reform, the economy, the enterprise zones, the unemployment rates. I mean, come on. And Barack Obama is the greatest president in American history, according to the brainwashed young zombies. Who called it? It was Elijah Cummings that called them zombies. Zombies. Which is dehumanizing and will lead, naturally, to genocide. Yes, but it is Barack Obama who is declared on college campuses. And that's a big survey, 8,111. And he is far and away the best president, with almost four times the numbers of Ronald Reagan. Which is pretty extraordinary. Pretty extraordinary.
We are the ones we've been waiting for.
Richard Nixon was a better president than Barack Obama was. That's true. Richard Nixon was a much better, much more consequential, much more important, much more accomplished president than Barack Obama. Much more. Much more. Opening relations with China, detente with the Soviet Union, the strategic arms limitation talks, which led to the strategic arms limitation treaty, getting us out of Vietnam, which the Democrats got us into, calming the nation after the riots and the assassinations of 1968 and before. Richard Nixon was dealt a really tough hand, and then the entire news media out to get him like they are out to get Trump and like they're out to get Reagan, and because the more things change, the more they stay the same. I'll tell you that much. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. I'm looking at the clock now, and I'm thinking in order to get into President Trump's speech from last night, I might want to give it a little more breathing room, so I might want to wait. Would you agree with that? I'm checking with the executive producer of our humble radio broadcast, Michael Piercy, for his approval or disapproval. And there are so many other wonderful, crazy, lefty stories. And the news media is upset. Headlines like, Trump escalates attacks on liberal cities. Well, somebody's got to. Because the news media is not great. Democrats aren't going to suddenly confess. Oh, it's true, we've screwed up everything in city after city. Generation after generation, decade after decade. We've really left people to live in squalor and misery. Elijah Cummings knew it 20 years ago. Drug-infested hellhole. That was Baltimore. And then what did he do about it? Oh, also, there's a fun story. You see, it's not really fun. But Elijah Cummings' home was burglarized, apparently. They can't say what was taken, if anything, but it appears someone broke into Elijah Cummings' home in Baltimore, where there's a great deal of crime. It's crime-infested, and his neighborhood is crime-infested. He actually lives where the riots were after Freddie Gray and all that stuff, close to that stuff. And his home was broken into, and that's a terrible thing, and it's a crime, and it's awful. They can't tell if anything was taken, so maybe it was the FBI or the NSA, you know, like in Will Smith, an enemy of the state. Maybe they're just putting cameras in his smoke detectors and things. I can't say for sure. And the left, of course, naturally went immediately berserk. Saying, well, this is because Trump tweeted, and then his place got burglarized. It's a right-wing crime, and it's probably white supremacists or something racist. And then, of course, that's all a lie, just more stupid hysteria by crazy people. The home was broken into before President Trump tweeted about Baltimore. And since it was before, it cannot be attributed to President Trump directing attention to Elijah Cummings' failures, as much as the Democrats would like to blame Trump for every burglary in Baltimore. What it does point to is the fact that Elijah Cummings lives in a crime-ridden city. I think that might be the conclusion that we should all draw from this. It wasn't President Trump. It's not racist to point out that there's crime, there's squalor, there is rodent infestation in Elijah Cummings' district after a generation of his stalwart leadership. It is good to point it out. It is sunlight. It is the best disinfectant. But the news media, they are an umbrella, and they provide shade to the Democrats when you point out their failings. I have climate change news ahead. It's very scary, but it could be tasty, too.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Plants capture CO2. What if we could help industrial plants capture it too? Think how we could help lower emissions. More and more scientists think carbon capture is key to reducing CO2 emissions globally. It's one way ExxonMobil is helping industrial plants be more like plants. That's the unexpected energy of ExxonMobil.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, President Trump's speech from last night in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it was a ton of fun. He was hilarious. The crowd was having a great time. He's calling out the Democrats, and he's just clobbering them. He is just bludgeoning them with blunt force phrases, the likes of which they have never seen before. And the news media does not know what to do about all this because they want to fact check him. So they look for, if he says one thing that's not right, then they'll ignore all of the true things that he said and just focus on this, you know, as they did when he sent 16 tweets or something about Baltimore being crime-ridden and all of that. They seized on the word infested as though that's somehow a racist word and always has been. And, you know, Chris Matthews comparing him to Hitler because the word infested was in there. Genocide can't be far behind. Donna Edwards, all this crazy stuff. So it's not easy, but I'll play you what he actually said, and then I'll do a little fact check for you. It'll be fun. Let's go to Jason calling from Kensington, Maryland. Jason.
G'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
What do you say?
Hey, I'm much, man. Hey, you know, one bright side about Baltimore is that they've been hurricane ready since 1974. So with all the boarding up they've got done.
Hurricane ready since 1974. See, that's a joke. There are rows and rows of street after street where all the windows are boarded up. You see, it's a the windows are boarded up reference. That's pretty good. Hurricane ready.
Seriously, you know, I get so annoyed with these progressives. I learned about American history in an Australian school, and all the great achievements the United States has achieved over the years, whether it was World War II and where they kind of actually saved Australia at one stage. We would have been invaded otherwise. And I just get so tired of these people putting the country down because, you know, I think as boisterous as that as the U.S. is, they reserve the right to do that because they've pretty much been at the forefront of world protection since the modern era.
Certainly, I mean, World War II, that's right. I mean, we became the Globocop during or immediately after World War II. Not that we really wanted the role, but it's good to keep sea lanes open around the world for commerce, for economic reasons, to lift people out of poverty. It's good to export free market capitalism because it obviously works so well and so much better than any other system that man has ever devised. If you come up with something better, let me know. And the goal is to lift people out of poverty, not to redistribute wealth, and to reward people for human achievement and so on. The United States has done a great job. And these people just don't seem to like the United States, do they?
It's just so annoying because, I mean, you know, I've been staying in touch with some friends. I've got friends from World War II and also, I mean, not that I went to World War II, I just have friends who were in World War II and also Vietnam. And, I mean, you see these poor guys who carrying the emotional and physical scars of the sacrifices they've made, and they're doing it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.